do with the Beis HaMikdash. We live in a period where there is no Beis HaMikdash. So we have been used to fulfilling mitzvahs and observing Yiddishkeit for 2,000 years on a Beis HaMikdash, and we can't even visualize what life would be like with a Beis HaMikdash. But years ago it was parkert. The center of all of the Avodas Hashem revolved about the Beis HaMikdash. So many of the mitzvahs are HaKrovos HaKorbanos and Aliyah LaRegel and so on. So many of the mitzvahs have to do with the Beis HaMikdash. And the Chafetz Chaim has put out a sefer called Asifas Zekanim, a likut of Meforshim on the Mesiftas and Seder Kotchim. He encouraged everybody to learn the Mesiftas and Kotchim, and the hope and the expectation that the Beis HaMikdash would be built soon. We have to have people prepared to be makriv the Karbonah. So he published the Meforshim on the Mesiftas of Kotchim, and he wrote a Hagdama to that sefer that's called Torah Ors. In the Hagdama, he quotes the Gemara that the Neshama forms for Sena, that if a person learns, the Gemara says in the end of Zrachim, if a person learns Parshas Oila, is Kilu Hikriv Oila. A person learns Parshas Chatas, Kilu Hikriv Chatas. So he quotes from Rishonim who say that this is only with respect to Karbonis. It doesn't apply to other mitzvahs. If a person doesn't have a pair of tefillin and he's imprisoned, he doesn't have matzah, he doesn't have mar. You don't say, let him learn the dinam of tefillin, the dinam matzah mar, and it'll be considered Kilu, he had fulfilled those mitzvahs. There are some Achranim who say like that, but the Chafetz Chaim quotes Rishonim from the Balei HaTos say otherwise, that this union of the Neshama Farm Sosenu only applies to HaKrovos HaKorbanos. But then the Poskim point out that it applies also to Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that the mitzvah Binyan Beis HaMikdash also has to do with HaKrovos HaKorbanos, even though the Pasuk says in the Neshama Farm Sosenu that when we speak it's considered a form of offering of the Korbanos, of the Purim, of the Behemoth. But that pasuk applies also with respect to the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. There's a Medrash Tanchuma that the Achronim quote that says the favorites like them. So there is an inyan to discuss HaKrovos Korbanos Bizman Hazeh and binyan Beis HaMikdash. I'd like to discuss a little bit before we get into the details of Hilchos Chanukah. During the period of the Bayis Sheni, the majority of Bnei Yisrael did not live in Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk says in Ezra, when Ezra came back to Eretz Yisrael, hardly anybody came. It was a miyuta de miyuta. That's why Rashi's opinion was that there was no yovel min atera bizman Bayis Sheni, because you only have yovel bizman shekol yoshveho aleho. When you have yovel of the Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, that's why Rashi and Gitman, other mesiftas, Moikot, the beginning of Moikot, that's why Rashi says that Shemitah was only the Rabbonon bizman Bayis Sheni. Shemitah is only the Raisa when the Shemitah can lead up to yovel. Every seventh year, seven times, so after 49 years, seven times seven, so the 50th year is going to be Yovel. But if you know in advance, it can't lead up to Yovel because you don't have Kol Yashveh Oleo, so then the Shemitah is on the Midrash Rabbanon. That's how Rashi understood the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's not so, that Rabbeinu Tam and Gittin says on Daf Lamed Vav, Daf Lamed Zayin, that since every Shevet was represented, and they knew, not like today, no one knows what Shevet they belong to, only the Kohanim and the Levi. But in Tanakh it says that at that time when they came back, it says small numbers, a few thousand from this Shevet, a few thousand from that Shevet. Everybody knew what Shevet they belonged to. So Rabbeinu Tam claims that since every Shevet was represented, that it is considered Kol Yashveh Aleha. So Yovel was their Isa Bizman Bayis Sheni, and the Efer Shemitah was their Isa. And the Gemara talks about Shemitah the Rabbanon and so on, that goes after the Churban Bayis Sheni. But Bizman Bayis Sheni, Rabbeinu Tam claims that it was their Isa. But still, this is clear that the Reiv and Bnei Yisrael were not living in Eretz Yisrael at that time. So that's why the Sefer Achinuch writes that the mitzvah binyan Beis HaMikdash is only deraisa. The real mitzvah deraisa, building the Yosel HaMikdash, is only when you have the Reiv of Bnei Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. So the Achronim ask the Kasher, Bishuah Lekut, and other Gedolim ask, so how did they ever build the second Beis HaMikdash? The Reiv of Bnei Yisrael were not living in Eretz Yisrael. And they ask, where did he get it from? Where did the Sefer Achinuch get such an idea from, that it's a condition, the only time you have the Chiyuv to build the Beis HaMikdash is if you have the Rabbi Yisrael Beretz Yisrael. So the Pashtus, however, is that the Chinuch is right. That's the Gemara, Alpi Pashtus, in the second parak in Sanhedrin. The Gemara has the Brayse, the Gimel Mitzvah in Tzavi Yisrael, the Chnisas and Loretz. When the Yidin move into Eretz Yisrael, they become obligated to fulfill three mitzvahs in this order: Lahamid Lahamelech, to establish a Jewish government, Lahafizav Shalom Molech, and then live in Islam Beis HaBchira. They know that from Sukkim that it has to be fulfilled in that order. So what does that expression mean that the Brayse says, Ginu mitzvahs in Stav Yisrael, Ochevus HaTzibur, it's not Ochevus HaYochid, the Klal Yisrael becomes obligated to perform these three mitzvahs in this order, Bichnisosam Lo'oret, when they enter Eretz Yisrael, means when the Rav Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael. If you have just 10% of the Jews move to Eretz Yisrael, like in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni period, so that's not called Bichnisosam Lo'oret. So the pashtus is that the Sefer HaChinuch understood that that's the Pirush HaMirus in the Gemara. I had the kasha that the Achrenim all ask, so how did they ever build the Beis HaMikdash?
They're committed, maybe not obligated.
Yeah, but they were obligated. The Navi Chagai told them that the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants them to build, so the Achrenim, right, it was a Hirosha. It was Alpi Navi, it was a Hirosha. It wasn't... It was anyway a Hirosha. There was neither a Jewish government. Everything, forget about the Sefer HaChinuch. He says you had to have a Rabbi Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. You didn't have a free Jewish government till the days of the Hashmonaim. There wasn't an independent government. And they didn't wipe out Amalek. They didn't even try to wipe out Amalek. So, the din is it has to go in order. So obviously it was a Hirosha. It was in violation of the normal process. Right. So the Pashtus says that you can say that this was also a Hirosha. The Navi told him they had to have a Navi to tell him to build the Beis HaMikdash. That's a separate din. Without a Navi, you have no right to build. The Sifrei learns that from the Pasuk, the Sheikh Nesidushu, Vasashama, Drosh Alpi Navi, that you cannot build a Beis HaMikdash without the authorization of a Navi. And it's not only necessary to have a Navi to identify where the Mokam HaNifchar is, to know where you're supposed to build, even if you can figure out based on archaeology, like the Zman Hazeh, you can figure out exactly where all the underground tunnels and everything, they know exactly where everything is. And we know exactly where we're supposed to build the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaShlish. You still need a Navi. You don't only need a Navi to identify where the spot is, you need a Navi to authorize the building of the Beis HaMikdash. That's how the Gemara says, Gimel Nevi'im Olu Imahim Ibovo. There were three Nevi'im, Chagas, Chaim, Malach. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is angry at Klal Yisrael, the Gemara says in the end of the first Perek in Yuma. Because hardly anybody showed up in the beginning of Beis Sheni, so he said he's not going to give anyone Nevu'eh until Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be the next Navi to come. That's why the Navi Malachi, Chagas Chaim Malachi, were the three last Navim. The Malachi signs off, the last Sukkot in Malachi. Zichr Teres Moshe Avdi, Hine Nech Shalech Lechem Yiseli HaNavi Lefnei Bo Yom HaShem HaGol Vaner. So the Malbim interprets that Malachi knew he was the last Navi, and he says they better listen to what it says in the Chumash, Zichr Teres Moshe Avdi, because I'm the last Navi, no other Navim will be sent to give you Musa, to give you Techocha. The whole function of the Navim was to give Musa and Techocha to the Tzibur when he violated the Dini HaTerah. He says, I'm the last Navi, so you better listen to what it says in the Torah until Hinech Shalech Lachem Yisraeli HaNavi Lefnei Bo Yom HaShem HaGol HaVaner. Eliyahu HaNavi will be the next Navi, will come the day before Mashiach. Lefnei Bo Yom HaShem, the Gemara in Erevin learns that it means day before Mashiach, Eliyahu HaNavi will identify who Mashiach is. I'll just take the Gemara, but that's Pshat and not Pasuk. So the Nevi'im, Malachi knew he was the last Navi, because the tradition had it that the Baruch Shalom is angry at Klal Yisrael and he's not going to send any one of them. So why did he send these three? So the Gemara explains in Zvachim around Av Samach Aleph or so that these three Nevi'im had to go to identify where the Makom HaMikdash is, because the Taka didn't know, because when they destroyed the first place HaMikdash, it was, as the Pasuk says, everything was utterly destroyed, so they had no way of knowing. Now we have the underground tunnels, we can figure it out. Then they destroyed everything, so they needed a Navi to identify where the Makom HaMikdash is, the Diyuk, because you have to build the Mizbech in the same spot. But aside from that, they needed a Navi to authorize the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. So they had the Nevi'im, told them, Chagas Chaim Malachi told them they must build the Beis Sheni. So they had to listen to the Nevi'im. But the Pashtus is, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, and the Pashtus in the Gemara like that, the whole institution, the whole Binyan Beis Sheni was a Hirosha. The whole building of the Second Temple was a Hirosha. We mentioned last year a few times, we mentioned the Rambam, beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, writes the background, the story of Chanukah, so he writes that one of the elements of the historical elements of the story of Chanukah, because of which they instituted the Yontif, was that the Bnei Yisrael established an independent government, that the Hashmonaim made their own government from the beginning of the Bayi Sheni to the days of the Hashmonaim. They didn't have their own government, they were under the control of the outside government. And the Hashmonaim established their own government that lasted for quite a few years till the Churban Bayis Sheni. So the Rambam sounds like it sounds like that's crucial to the story of Chanukah. So we mentioned one pshat why that was crucial to the story of Chanukah, that enhanced the Hashivas of the Beis HaMikdash. That the Beis HaMikdash is really supposed to be built, supposed to do in order. It's supposed to first establish a Jewish government, then wipe out Amalek, and then build the Beis HaMikdash. So here they were Mishana the Seder. So the Bayis Sheni, the Balatat's what we mentioned. The Balatanya writes in his drushes in the Likutei Torah that the Bayis Sheni was incomplete because of the fact that there was no independent Jewish government. But then when they established the Hashmonaim, established the government, so then in a certain sense this was a completion of the Chashivas of the Bayis Sheni. That's how we suggested. Rav Soloveitchik, when he learned that, Rambam did not learn like that. When the Rambam points out at the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, he stresses the significance of establishing a government, he said a different type. He said the Rambam wants to lead you into what he's going to say later. One of the detailed halachas of Chanukah is that we recite Hallel every day. And the Gemara effect Akasha in Megillah, Daf Yudalad, how come on Chanukah you say Hallel every day, and on Purim you don't say Hallel at all? So the Gemara has three answers on Akasha. One of the three answers is that in the Hallel you say Hallel Abdi Hashem. So when they had Yitzias Mitzrayim, so you say Hallel because they used to be Avodim Leparo, and then they became freed, and they're Abdi Hashem. By Chanukah they were free. Masheni came by Purim. Akati Abdi Dachashvei Veshanan. So that's why it's not proper to say Hallel. That's one of the three answers that the Gemara says. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik suggested that when the Rambam, a possibility, when the Rambam says they establish an independent government, and he has this in the story, the background of the history that leads up to the Yontif Chanukah. So he thought that the Rambam is not telling you this to explain why they're on the Sakana Yontif, that this is one of the reasons, this is crucial to the this is crucial to one of the details of the halachas that he's going to say later, that they instituted Hallel, and the Gemara says that the only reason why it makes sense to say Hallel is because of the fact that we're not Abdi Dachashverish anymore, we are independent. But anyway, so the whole period of the Bais Sheni, according to the Sefer Achino, the whole period of the Bais Sheni was a psayotzim in aklal. It was really the whole building of the Bais Sheni was a hayruah shor. It's interesting, the Shir Shal Yom of Chanukah, we say every day, we say Mizmishah Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. There's really a pella. The Mefarshim talk about it. What does it have to do with Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash? David HaMelech was interested in building a Beis HaMikdash, and Baruch Hashem didn't allow him to. So the Pesukim Dirayomim say that he was, whenever he would conquer territories, whenever he would be victorious in battle, he would take all of the gold and the silver and the riches and set them aside and designate them for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. He wasn't allowed to. His son Shlomo was going to build it, so he put aside all of these things. So he was so excited about preparing, putting things away, so he composed this shir, this Perek and Tilim, Mizmishah Chanukah Sabayis HaDavid, to be recited on the occasion of the Chanukah Sabayis. What has it got to do with building a Beis HaMikdash? You don't say one word about a Beis HaMikdash there. It says he was sick and he got better. That's a Perek and Tilim, a Kapitel Tilim that we say, when you have a Chayla Rachman al-Etzlan. So you say this Kapitel and Tilim. What has it got to do with Binyan Beis HaMikdash? So they quote in the name of Rav Elwell Soloveitchik, that he thought the pshat is based on a passage in the Alkut Shemoni. The Alkut Shemoni says that God Hanavi was the one who told the psukim, say in the Vayomim and earlier, says that God HaChoizeh, God Hanavi, told David HaMelech that he is not permitted to build the Beis HaMikdash because Dam Rav Shafachta, he killed too many people, even though he did the Makam Mitzvah, but the Beis HaMikdash has to be a Makam Shalom, and has to have an Ishalom. Shlomo HaMelech was an Ishalom, so he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. But he commended him for putting away all the preparations. And then the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim that God Hanavi gave David HaMelech a Megillah B'Ksav, where he had all the instructions how you have to build, all the details, how you have to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Yalkut Shemoni adds on that Pasuk that David HaMelech was required, since he wasn't permitted to build the Beis HaMikdash himself, so he had to give this to his son, Shlomo, who's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Yalkut Shemoni has an interesting, fascinating din. That just like the Hakrovas HaKarbonis has to be done by Amida, so too the transmission of the Megillas Binyan HaBayis has to be transmitted by Amida. So David HaMelech has to give this in a standing position, he has to give it to his son Shlomo. So David HaMelech figured, he's not dying yet, he's a young man, he has a long way to go. What's the rush to give over? He knew he's not going to be Zeicha to build a Beis HaMikdash, he was told, but what's the beholder to give over the Megillah B'Ksav now? Then he took sick, he was so sick he couldn't get out of bed, he was laying in bed. And he was aggravated that they're going to have a Novi to give a Megillah B'Ksav all over again. You're going to have to start again from scratch because he had such a tipshitz, he didn't give it over to Shlomo. So he was praying to the Ribbono Shel Olam that he should have a refuah chodesh, that he should be able to stand up to be able to transmit the Megillah B'Ksav to his son. And then he had the refuah and then he gave it over to his son. The first opportunity was, if he's going to get sick again, he won't be able to stand up. So he gave it over by Amida. So that's what they quote in the name of Rav Elwell Soloveitchik, that maybe based on that, the Yalkut Shemoni, we can understand what is the shaykhet between that Kapitel and Tilim, Mizmah Shel Chanukah Sabayis HaDavid, with the Binyan HaMikdash, because he was misbalot to the Ribbono Shel Olam for refuah, and when he got better, he transmitted it by Mida, just like the Hakrovas HaKorbanos has to be by Mida. That's similar to this inyan, that discussing the inyanim of Binyan Beis HaMikdash is also like Hakrovas HaKorbanos in a certain sense, that only by these inyanim do you say Neshama from Sosein. That's how the Chavetz Chaim quotes from the Rishayim. The Gemara tells the story in Masechah Shabbos about the ness of the Pach HaShemen, that they had lots of oil available. They had lots of Shemen Zayis, but all the Shemen Zayis was Tomei. And they had to have Shemen Tohor, Shemen Zayis Tohor for the purpose of Hadlokas HaMenorah. So they weren't able to have the Shemen Tohor until 8 days later. The Rishonim discussed why would it have taken 8 days. So the Rebbe Shlom caused the nest to occur, and they had their little container of oil burned for 8 days. So the Achreinim are all bothered with the same kasha. We have it in that Hadlokas Neris of the Menorah is like Hakrovas HaKarbonis. It's one of the many Karbonis. We have it in whenever the carbon is Tomei, and it's a carbon Sibris, so you have no Breris. You don't have any option of bringing it to Taris. So the din is that it's Mutter to bring the Tumah. So what was the problem over here? What was the whole need for the whole nest? This is a famous kasha that there are many answers on. So the Prichodosh suggests the teretz on the kasha that the Achreinim is. The Prichodosh on Orechaim and Hilchas Chanukah. He says that Taisus comments are not Gemara. There is the Gzeira de Rabbanon that the Gemara discusses in Nidlim, Masech HaShabbos, that was instituted sometime during the period of the second day Samigdash. We're not sure exactly whether it was instituted before the Chashmonaim or after. So Taisus says we're not sure. They made Gzeira de Rabbanon that all Nochrim have a tumor like a zav. Minatera Nochri is not Tomei at all, because the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, only such a person can become Tomei who can become Tohar. If he would become Tomei, he would be Tovel in the mikveh, or he would get Hazor Shlishi Shif from Paraduma water, he would become Tohar. That's the Gemara in the last Perek in Nazir. The last Perek is about Hakusin. Perek Hakusin Ein Lahem Naziris. A Goy can't have any din of Naziris. So the Gemara talks about various dinim where Goyim are different from Yidin. A big difference, all the Tayag Mitzvahs, but some more details there. So the Gemara says, Anachri cannot be Mekabal Tumah because he cannot be Mekabal Taret. Or Shein Mekabal Taret, Shein Mekabal Tumah. But the Rabbanan made it clear that all the Nachrim, even if he didn't have any re at all, every Nachri has a din of a Zav. It's an interesting reason the Gemara gives. Because the Nachrim used to be involved in Mishkav Zohar and gay activities. And the Chachamim wanted to prevent Bnei Yisrael from picking up these habits. So they made it clear that if you touch a Goy, you become Tomei. So this will prevent us from touching them. The Tanoim and Gehalten, that if we're going to have Magam Masa Mamash just to touch a goy may lead to Mishkav Zohar. And the Gemara says, especially by young children. The Gemara says they were afraid by little children, they won't know what they're getting involved in over here. Goy's going to start playing with them, then he's going to get the little children about Mishkav Zohar. So they made a gzera that they're all tummy. So you tell the child that Goy is tummy. So you touch him, he's going to become tummy. You have to go to the mikveh. It's going to be a big pain in the neck. Anyone who is tummy had to wear different clothes and they couldn't eat in the regular plates. You couldn't sit on the regular chair. Anything they touch becomes tummy. The fellow. So that's the way they prevented Mishkav Zohar. That's how the Tanoim prevented, by preventing any Maga Mas at all. You can't even touch a goy. So Taisus is not sure when this Gzeira was instituted, because if the Nochrim have the din of a Zav already by the time of the Nes Chanukah, so what good is it that there's a Pach HaShemen that's sealed like this, and the Pach HaShemen was a Klicheres, so the Klicheres cannot be Mekabel Tumah unless someone touches it from the inside, but a Zav is Metami Behesed. Maga means, let's say, I touch it. So if it's a klicheres, you have to touch it on the inside. This is not a klicheres, this is paper. So paper is mekabel tumah on the outside also. A wooden klee is mekabel tumah on the outside also. But if it will be a klicheres, apparently the Pach HaShemen was a klicheres, so it's not mekabel tumah from the outside, only from the inside. But if I'm a zav and I move it, even if I'm wearing gloves and I move it, then there's no mag at all. But that's hesed. So hesed hazav is metame, not only the whole klee is metame, all the shemen inside. So Taisus asks, that if the Gzeira de Rabbanon had already been instituted, we're not sure when it was instituted historically. We're not sure what preceded what. I'm not sure. So the Gemara says even the Yutches Gzeira, some of them, part of them had already been instituted before, and they polished them up in later generations. So even if it is from the Yutches Dover, it could be that part of it, the root of the Gzeira already existed from before. The Taisus writes in Masech HaShabbos, they're not sure on this Gemara with the Pach HaShemen. So they ask if one should assume that the Gzeire on the treating the Nochrim as a Zav had already been instituted prior to the time of the Chashmonaim, so what good is it that it was sealed and you know that no one ever touched it on the inside? But it could be that a Goy picked it up and it was already Mitami at the Hesed. So Taisus answers that the seal was not like we have a bottle of wine or a can of tuna fish or something that's sealed like this. It was sealed in the floor, in the wall, with a seal like this, and no one even moves it. Not that no one opened it. No one even got to it. That was the seal. So it couldn't possibly be that there was any hesed. That's what Taisus said.
What was there half a minute for people to keep doing like this in Beis HaMikdash? Why would they keep doing like this in Russian English? You have to chop away to get it out?
I don't know. Why do we need like Tamshel Kain Gadol? The whole thing is shrouded in his...
You speak about that the bottle had a seal, not that it was sealed into the wall. That's very hard to say.
We don't understand why for Tamshel Kain Gadol either.
Yeah.
We don't understand why the Kain Gadol is the Rav Amachshir. Why the Kain Gadol write his... No, it's a Pella. Why should the Kain Gadol write his seal on it? There's a lot missing here in history. I don't know. So the Pri Chadosh suggests, that maybe that's Taka the Vort, that all of the Gzeira the Rabbanon declaring all of the Nochrim as Zab had already been instituted, like Tesis suggested, before the period of the Chashmonaim. So all of the Shemen that was considered to be Tamei, all of the Shemen that was available that was Tamei, was not just Tamei Tumas Meis, that there may have been dead bodies around because there was a war going on, there were Taita Goyim and Taita Yidin. There were dead bodies all around. The chashash was that it became nitmor through the tomb of Zav, which Midirabbanan and all the Nochrim have. And the Pichadish points out that the halacha, the tomb of Hutri B'Tzibra, only applies to Tumas Meis. It doesn't apply to Tumas Ziva, because Tumas Ziva is a tumah hayotzeh al migufa. It's more chomer. Tumas Ziva develops in the person's body, so that's man chomer than stam a tumah that you get from a Meis. So all the Achrayim ask on this, all those that had the Pichadish, they all quote him and they ask that it doesn't make any sense. If I'm a Kohen, and I am the Zab, and I want to be Makar of the Korban, I'm the only Kohen around who knows how to be Makar of the Korbanus, then the Pichadosh is right, that you can't apply Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur to the situation where I have a Tumah Hayotzeh L'Migufa. If I'm a Zab, a Zav, a Nidhi, a Ledes, and a Tzor, these five people, that's a Tumah Hayotzeh L'Migufa, which is a Mochomedika category of Tumah, and you don't apply the principle of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. But we're talking about Shemen. We're talking about Shemen Tomei. The Shemen is Ishkin Zab. The Shemen is not a person, it's not a human being. The worst possible thing you can visualize is that a Goy or a Zav touches his right to Tumas Magor. There's also Tumas Magor. So they all ask, what is the Pichodesh talking about? That because it's Maga Hazav and Zivu as the Tumah Yotel Amigufa, so therefore there's no Heter. No! Maga Hazav is right to Tumas Magor. So it's also Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. But that's what the Achrayim ask on the Pichodesh. So the Netziv points out in his beer on the Shiltis that the taina that they all ask is a gerechted taina based on Shitas HaTesis, Tesis and Zochim and Anibin, and several Mesichtas writes like that, that there's a difference between Tumas Mago as opposed to Tumah Yotzeh L'Migufa to Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, but the Rambam says Beferish, like the Pri Chodesh. The Pri Chodesh just didn't quote the Rambam. That's why they all jumped on him, they thought that he made a mistake. So he made a mistake in light of Tesis. Tesis Shita is that any Tumas Mago, if the Shemen became Tomei because it came in contact with Azab, so that worst it is Tumas Magra, so the din of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur would apply. But the Rambam says not so. That the only Tumas Magra, when we say Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, is Maga Hameis. Maga Hameis. But not Maga Hazab. Maga Hazab is Mocham. Maga Sheretz is less than Maga Hameis. That's also Mutter. But Maga Hazab is Mochamur, so we wouldn't be making. So that's the Pichadish gives that terror. That's one of the famous
theories. Back to the same again. Then
he wouldn't be able.
The oil itself may not have the same quality
as the oil.
Why should the oil that was cut by
the Zohar
have
that? That's how the Rambam understood the
Gemara. The Rambam says
yeah. If the carbon is nitma, let's say the chelev or the dam or the shemen or the yayin was nitma because it came in contact with Hazav, then the Rambam says Beferish like the Pichodesh. He came before the Pichodesh. The Rambam says Beferish that he wouldn't allow Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. You only allow it by Maga HaMeis or Maga HaSheretz, which is lower than the Meis. But Maga HaZah, which is more chomer, you wouldn't be Matah Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. That's a famous teretz of the Pichodesh based on the Rambam. According to Tesis, this is not correct. But the others don't hold like the Rambam and the Prichodesh, so they give other terutzim. So one of the famous terutzim that the Daz Kain and Bali Atos is right on Chumash, they give this terutz is that when do you say Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur? That's when you already have a menorah that's functioning, and one fine day you only have Shem and Tomei. So then Halacha says you have no Breira, so you can be madlik with Shem and Tomei. But this is the first time you want to be madlik and menorah. And the din is Avodah Samachan Kosam. The Gemara makes a distinction. The Gemara says Kol HaKelim. When you have the klisharis in the Beis HaMikdash, and when you make the kelim, so right away they get it. If you magdash it, the teh, and you dedicate it with the kedusha's klisharis, so right away it gets the kedusha, but you're still not supposed to be use it for the purpose of korbanos till you do the chinuch. So how exactly do you do the chinuch? So the Gemara says a distinction that in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, After he was mekadosh them, so they did meshicha. Meshichasim mekadoshim. The meshicha was mashlim the kedusha. Masheni came for the doris haboyim for the later generations. So the Gemara says, avedosam mechanchasim. There was no longer a din that meshicha b'shemen hamishcha would be mechanechet, but the aveda will be mechanechet. So you have to start. The first hadlaka samanayra is not only the aveda of hadlaka, but it's also the mechanech, means that it's mashlim the kedusha's klisharis of the menorah. So that's what the Balei HaTosfos have such an eye. And the Acharonim pointed out about it. The Balei HaTosfos say it on a different thing, and the Acharonim pick it up over here. They're referring for this kash, but it's basically a day from Balei HaTosfos. No, that's exactly why it's necessary, because the first hadlaka. Enochinami. They didn't think. You're right. But why did they need the Acharonim? Why did they need it all? Why did they even need the first day? What was the problem with Lach? So that's what the Balei HaTosfos say. The first hadlaka is not only the Shem Mitzvah hadlaka. That's supposed to be mechanech the goyim mashlim the kedusha of the klisharis of the menorah. So the first time it zicha has to be betahara. What's the biur of that sheet in the Hechet Teisei? What the first time has to be spectacular with a flare. What's the hezbeh? The pashtus is, I think, that the hezbeh is the following. What's the definition? I think it's very pashtus. What's the definition of a carbon tzibur? We say tumah hutra b'tzibur. What do you mean b'tzibur? Only a carbon tzibur, not a carbon yochid. So the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak in Tmurah says that that's a little bit inaccurate. It doesn't really depend on carbon tzibur versus carbon yochid. It really depends on carbon shezman kavua versus carbon shezman kavua. You have once in a while a carbon tzibur shezman kavua. Let's say a par halandavish of tzibur. Or Siri Avedizara, which is not Zman HaKavua. You can bring it today, you can bring it next week, you can bring it next month. It's Zvizma Gdim Lemitzins, you bring it today, if you can. But Sibrentnish, it doesn't have to be Davki today. There is no Zman HaKavua. So that's Taka not Bo, it's not Decha Shab, it's not Decha Tuma. If it's not Zman HaKavua, it says not Decha Shab, it's not Decha Tuma. It's the same thing. Korban Tziba is Decha Shab, it's Korban Tziba is Decha Tuma. So the Mishnah says it doesn't depend really on Korban Tziba versus Korban Yochid. You can have a carbon tzibur which is not Decha Shabbos, not Decha Tumah, because it's not Zman HaKavua. On the other hand, you have a carbon yochid which is Zman HaKavua, which is Decha Shabbos, and it is Decha Tumah. You have the chavit Kohen Gadol that the Kohen Gadol pays for from his own money every day. A minchas chavit machtzisa babek machtzisa beno abayim. And that's a carbon yochid, but it's Zman HaKavua. Twice a day, every day you bring it, and it's Decha Shabbos, and it's Decha Tumah. You have the par Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to bring a special carbon. Parachatas Hashaloi. It's his private carbon. It's not funded by the Machsa Shekel money that determines that it's a carbon tzibur. No, it's a carbon yochid. The Kohen Gadol pays for it. And it's still Decha Yom Kippur. It's carved on Yom Kippur. Why? Because it's Zman HaKavua. So the pashtus is the only time it's a Zman HaKavua by the menorah is if you have a menorah that already had the Chanukah Samenorah. So it's already 100% Bigdusha Sahir Medes. So now you're mechuyev to be madlik the menorah every evening. Or the Rambam holds every morning and every evening. Rambam has a unique shita. He's the madlik menorah twice, once in the morning, once in the evening. The Rashba says he never heard of such a thing. There's a long tshuva for Rashba. Usually the tshuva for Rashba about things halacha lemaisa. Doesn't talk about what's going to be when they build a Beis HaMikdash. But here there's a famous tshuva for Rashba that all the Acharonim discuss where he disagrees with this Rambam. He says, how can it be? There is no such Gemara. They only lit in the evening. They didn't light both in the morning and in the evening. And some shuls, the many years that they light both in the morning and in the evening, Zeichel a Beis HaMikdash, following the Rambam's opinion. That the Rambam holds that they lit both in the evening and in the morning. So the Pashtus is like this. If you have a menorah that you already were mekadesh and you already were mechanechet, then it's standing there in the Beis HaMikdash, then you mechuyev to be madlik menorah every day, once a day or twice a day, whatever it happens to be. So since you mechuyev, that's a korban shezman kavua. So that's Decha Shabbos and it's Decha Tumah. You madlik menorah on Shabbos afternoon. You madlik menorah that it should burn the whole Matzai Shabbos. You don't say, wait till Matzai Shabbos after Havdalah be madlik the menorah. No, then you're going to be missing part of it, a few minutes. You madlik before the shkia, you have it burn the entire night. So it's Decha Shabbos and it's Decha Tumah also. But if you're discussing the first Chanukah HaMenorah, that there is no menorah yet, that the menorah is not yet big dushosoi. If it was Adayin Lonis Chanech, it didn't have its Chanukah yet, if Abaydosam Mechan Chosam. The first time you do the Abaydah, that's Mashlim the Kedusha of the menorah. So before you did the Chinuch HaMenorah, so it doesn't have the full status of a menorah yet. So if it doesn't have the full status, it's not mechayiv you to be madlik the menorah. You're not mechuyiv. So you can't call it as Zman HaKavua. Yeah. Of course you do it at the earliest available opportunity. You want to be mashlim the kedusha of the menorah in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah, in order to be mechuyiv to do it. But before you are mashlim the kedusha of the menorah, there is no menorah that's mechayiv you yet.
the old days, you said that the seven of the seas is first through the Tanakh, and then you look again.
What old days means in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu did Meshika.
What was the act that was done? What did they
anoint? Part of it? No, just a drop. They took Shem and Amish, they put a drop on the Menorah, that's all. On the Mizbeach, on every cliché. They put a tiny bit.
If they knew that they only had one coil, why did they start? In other words,
not in Tom Chalanes. If I have a menorah to have Shem and Tohar, I'd like today. I'll worry tomorrow. Maybe the planes will come from Czechoslovakia with the new Shem and Tohar. In the middle of the Mechemet HaShechrur, they were prepared to give up.
It doesn't become a fear until I actually have established them later to be in working order.
Okay.
Then the fear is gone that I must do it every day.
Right.
But if I don't have them and they're yet ready, and if I...
You have to do that, they
found oil.
But they found oil, right. If they wouldn't find any Shemitah, they wouldn't be able to start. Because it's not Zman HaKavua. You're not Mechuyiv any. You don't have the full Menorah B'Kdusha, so that's Mechayiv you yet. But they had one container of Shem and Torah, so they did that for today's mitzvah. What's going to be tomorrow? We won't have. Yeah, we won't have tomorrow. Then an Esek occurred, and then they didn't have to do anything.
Why did the Menorah need a Chanukah? The Menorah was used before.
Oh, so the Gemara says they made a new Menorah. The Gemara says the Menachas, they made a new Menorah.
The Gemara says
they made a new Mizbeah. Right. The Gemara says the Ferish in Menachas. There is a machlokes hatanoim, whether a wooden menorah is good. In the dormitories, they don't let them use wooden menorahs because they make fire.
Yeah.
But in the Beis Hamikdash, there's a machlokes hatanoim. Here it is. Anchof chesam beis. Right. One tana is of the opinion. Rebbe is of the opinion that it's only good if it's from gold or from silver. Has to be fancy metal.
Yeah.
If it's shalavor, if it's from lead, a tin, or a cheap metal. It's no good. It has to be dafka chashu. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah disagrees, and that several versions exactly what does Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah disagree. Mar says trei tanoi leave Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah. There are two girsas. So one girsa says that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah says that even a wooden menorah is also acceptable. Vaharaya, he says that in the days of the Chashmonaim they had to discard the old menorah and use the new one. The Gemara never explains why they couldn't continue using the old one, but it says when they made a new one, so he claims that the new one was made shalates. They had to make a menorah right away, and they didn't have anybody who's going to melt metal, so they just took wood and they banged together pieces of wood with nails and so on, and they made a menorah shalates. So you see that's kosher. And Rebbe says it's not true. It was really a metal menorah, and they covered it over with something else on top. They gave the appearance that it was like wood, but it wasn't really wood at all. So the Gemara records a historical machlokes, which is a halachic machlokes. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, according to this one version, claims that a wooden menorah would also be acceptable, and Rebbe holds that it's not so. Why couldn't they continue using the old menorah? What happened to the old menorah? It's very unclear. The Gemara never explains it. However, could be it was destroyed.
So
the Gemara in Avodah Zarah does discuss the Mizbeach. We know also they made a new Mizbeach because the Mishnah in Tomid says that in the Azarah, there were four lishkos in the four corners. There were lishkos, there were offices all over the place. There were rooms all over the place. There were four lishkos in the four corners that were bigger than the other lishkos. So the Mishnah in Tomid identifies exactly what was in every single lishka. So the Mishnah says that there was one lishka. This is in Avodah Zarah, Nun Beis and Beis. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Midas, which is quoted also in Yuma, in the first parak, that there was one big room that was sort of the museum of the Mizbeach, where they put the Avonim from the old Mizbeach, Shishiksu, Anshe Yavon, Sheketz is a Dovatome. Sheketz is a Dovatome. So it means that they used it for Avodah Zarah. Shaketz, the Shaktenim Saif, the Savenichem, was a passage that goes on Avodah Zarah. So the expression used by the Mishnah in Tomid, Shishiksu, Anshe Yavon, means that they used the old Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah purposes. So that made it possible that they're never allowed to use it again. Lashamayim. Where did they get such an ein spal? If you use something for Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to use it Lashamayim. So that's based on a pasuk that says in Yecheskel, Rashi quotes in Yecheskel chapter Mem Dalid, that the Kohanim who were Kohani Habomas, who were participating in Avodah Zarah, Rak Liyalu, how does it say, Lo Yikshu Eilai L'chayin Li. Whichever Kohen was Makrif Kavanas L'Avodah Zarah, will never, even if he's Chayz B'Tshuva, he will never be allowed again to be Makrif Kavanas in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara wants to know, what kind of a din is that? Is that because he was a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah, and that's why it's possible, or because Avodah Zarah is Mois L'Gavoy, not because of the Mumars? My Nafkamina, what if it's a Kli? What if one of the Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash was used L'Avodah Zarah? You can't say what the Kli is a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah. The Kli is not participating willingly in Avodah Zarah. But if you say that the Psul in the Yecheskel Perek Mem Dalet of a Kohen who is Mishamish L'Avodah Zarah is because of the Mumar's L'Avodah Zarah, Hatos Nishkan Shaychet to the Kalim. But if you understand that it's not because of the Mumar's, because Avodah Zarah is Mois L'Gavoya, so the Gemara can even understand that it should apply to Kalim as well. So the Gemara says, yeah. That's why the Chashmonaim had to make a new Mizbech, because the old Mizbech was used for Avodah Zarah purposes. So the Gemara never explains what happened with the Menorah. Is it that they used their Menorah also for Avodah Zarah purposes? And that's why they had to use a new Menorah. Or maybe there's another reason. But if you learn the Rishonim on the Daf, you'll be able to figure it out. Because the Gemara here in Avodah Zarah asks another Kasha. We just know they had to make a new Menorah. That's the Gemara in Menachas and Daf Chav Ches and Beis, and the two versions, whether they made it from metal or they made it from wood. The Gemara says, see, they made a new Mizbeach. See, the Gemara is bothered with a kasha. What do you mean? If you have a Mizbeach, which the Yevonim come, Sheshikzu Anshe Yavon, that's the Lashon of the Mishnah, Sheshikzu Anshe Yavon, Sheshikzu Laveris Kechob, the Gemara says, they used it for Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara says, what do you mean? They designated it for Avodah Zarah. It's not theirs. They're not the Balabatim to use the Mizbeach. Is that belongs to Klal Yisrael? It's purchased by Machta Shekel money, by Jewish money. Who gives them the right to use our Mizbech and to declare it that they're using it for Avodah Zarah purposes? So the Gemara asked that Kasha.
The Maisha, without a Maisha.
So the Gemara says later, the Gemara says, the answer is, Ayyidei Maisha, you can't ask it. Here the Gemara gives a different answer. Here the Gemara Taisus has the Kasha. Taisus in the Balamor, all the Rishonim has the Kasha. Here the Gemara gives a different answer. The Gemara says, because we have a pasuk in Yecheskel, in chapter Zion, where the pasuk says, Bo pritzim chilalu, there's a gzeris akasuv, that when the pritzim come in and they use the mizbeah for Avodah Zarah purposes, then the mechalalit, mechalal means it's yotze lechulin, and it no longer is hegdusha. Once it's yotze lechulin, then they were kainet. So the nachrim, the people who were who used the mizbeah for Avodah Zarah purposes, were motziyat lechulin, and memele belongs to them, so memele are the moise davashu shaloi. So Tesis is bothered with this kashi. Here the Gemara gives one hezder that the reason why the Anshe Yavam were able to asa the Mizbech by using it for Avodah Zarah purposes was because of the pasuk in Yecheskel, Obova preaching to the Lu. And on the other hand, the Gemara two dafim later, on Nun Dalan Beis, gives a whole different answer. The Gemara says because Odomosa Dovashena Shaloi, Ayde Maisa. So what's up, so how does it drive? So Tesis has a Mahalach and the Balamor has a big discussion. The Pashtus says that it's a steer. Pashtus says that they're two different opinions. That's the Pashat answer. That is the Machlokes. Some Rishayim say like that. But other Rishayim try to work out how the two should stem together. We needed a combination of two factors over here.
So here,
the Gemara quotes another Pasuk. There's a Pasuk in Divrei Yomim Beis, Perek Kof Tes, that the Gemara quotes here in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis and Beis, that in the days of Ochaz HaMelech, the Jews were worshiping Avodah Zarah. They were using the kelim in the Beis Hamikdash. Kol hakelim asher hizniach hamelach ochaz b'malchus b'maloi, when they were violating. They were worshiping Avodah Zarah. Because they violated the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they used the kelim in the Beis Hamikdash for Avodah Zarah rather than la shamayim. So the pasuk says all of those kelim were hechanu v'higdashnu. The Gemara says they were discarded, and they had to substitute other kelim instead because they were used for Avodah Zarah purposes. So the Gemara says that was only a chumra midirabbanon. That's how the Gemara interprets. That was only a chumra midirabbanon, but min ha-Torah they couldn't have asked it because they don't most of the shaloi. So the Rishayim are all bothered with the kasha, but two lines later the Gemara explains that the Anshe Yavon used them as beach. During the Ochaz was the Bayis Rishon period, in Divrei Yomim Beis, chapter Chavtes. And the Bayis Sheni period, when the Anshe Yavon used the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah purposes, so the Gemara says they did answer it. Aye, and the Mosad Dovashena Shaloi. The Gemara says they answered it in the Torah, because the Boba Pritz Michalu is Yetzel Lechulin, so it belonged to them, so they had the right to answer it. They had the ability, not the right, they had the ability to designate it as a Bavu Shal Avodah Zarah, and it became Pasal Lashamayim. They couldn't use it. The Chashmonaim couldn't continue to use it Lashamayim. So why does the Gemara say that during the period of the Bayis Rishon, when they used the Kalim for Avodah Zarah purposes, so they had to discard them and make new Kalim only a Chumrim Midirabbanan? This was a Chumrim Midirabbanan. Why is a Chumrim Midirabbanan? Why shouldn't it be Min HaTorah? What, they didn't know yet the Nevuas Yecheskel HaNavi? Yecheskel HaNavi came later. That's what it means. Yecheskel HaNavi. So the Ramban gives that answer. The Ramban says the Ma'is is Shehaya. One perhaps can say they didn't know Yecheskel HaNavi. He didn't give the Nevuah yet. But it's a Shverit Teres, because the Gemara says in other places, the Navi cannot come up with a new din. But you have new dinim that appear in Yecheskel and other Nevi'im that have no other source. So the Gemara says, no, it was always Gemara Gemira Law. There was always a tradition. Yecheskel just recorded it. So we assume this din also, this din of Boba Pritzim Chilalu, the Navi Yecheskel didn't Mechadish a new din Mikoyach HaNevuah. He's just recording a din that they had a tradition on from before. So we assume that in the days of Achaz and the Bayis Rishon, they also knew that din. It's not that Yecheskel was the one who originated the din. So that's where the Rishonim asked the kasha. But the Ramban, in the Melchamis, the Ramban on the Daf, suggests that answer. He says the people who were using the Kalim for Avodah Zarah purposes, in the days of Achaz were Jews. He says this halacha, Boba Pritzim Chilalu, only applies it to Pritzei Yakum. If the Pritzei Yisrael, there is no such Nevuah. The special halacha only applies Pritziyah. So when it says in the Baisheni period, when the Chashmonaim came in and they cleaned up the Beis HaMikdash, they had to make a new Mizbech because the old Mizbech was Shiktsu. Anshe Yovan means the Goyim. The Goyim had used it for Avodah Zarah purposes. So by Goyim defiling things in the Beis HaMikdash, Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, then you have this special din of Boba Pritzim Chalu is Yotze Lechulin, and they can answer it. But if Yidin will use it for Avodah Zarah purposes, then the Ikar Din is Eid on the Moshe Tov Shein Shaloi. So the whole Chumrah is only Midi Rabbanon. The days of Bachas is only Midi Rabbanon. That's how the Ramban answers. The Baal Hamor suggests a different answer. He says, where do you have such a, do you ever find such a parallel din that when you use something of Hegdish that it's Yotze Lechulin? Is there ever such a din? So he says, sure. That's the din of Mishnayis Ne'ilah, that if somebody's Moel Behegdish is Yotze Lechulin. And there he says the din is Bedavki, if a Jew is Moel Behegdish, if a Goy is Moel Behegdish, is not Yotze Lechulin. So he thinks that this halacha, Boba Pritz Mechilu, this is an alter din. You don't need a pasuk in Yecheskel HaNavi at all. Nothing new. No chidushim, some Mishnayis and Ne'ilah like that. When a Jew is Moel Behegdish, the din is Yotze Lechulin. This is a shtikal achidish. He has to admit himself this is a knetch. Because the din usually says if you moil behegdish b'shoigig, and you become mechuyif to pay keren v'chaimish, even though you didn't pay it yet, but the fact that you became mechuyif to pay it, that's what it's considered like a pidyon and it's yotze lechulin. But over here, they're moil behegdish b'mezid. So usually we pass in that if a Yisrael is moil behegdish b'mezid, it's not yotze lechulin. So also machlokes hatanoim in the end of the second parak in Kiddushin, if he's the me'ilah, is it yotze lechulin? We pass in it's not. Here, this is an exception to that rule, that if the Jew uses the things in the Beis HaMikdosh for Avodah Zarah purposes, even though he's doing it b'mezid, so that's a prat within that halacha, that the me'il is moti l'chul. So the Baal HaMor holds punk faket from the Ramban. He says, v'davke if a Jew is moil baggage, not if a goy. Ogol v'pitz mechilu only applies if it's Jews. So when it says Anshe Yavon, it refers to the Misyavnim, not to the Yavonim, not that the goyim used it for Avodah Zarah. No, the Jewish of the Avodah Zarah were the ones who were mighty at Lechulim. So if it works only if it's Jews, and Baal HaMor holds only if it's Jews, so why didn't it work in the period of the Bayis Rishon? Why is it called a Kelim, Shehizniach HaMelech Ochaz B'Malchusoy? When they used the Kelim, the Klisharis in the Beis HaMikdash for Avodah Zarah, the Jews used it for Avodah Zarah. Why does the Gemara say it was only a Chumrim in the Rabbanon that's recorded in the Rayamim? It should be a real Din Deraisa, Boba Pritz Mechilu. So the Baal HaMor gives an answer, no, those were klisharis, and the Mizbech is not klisharis. And we have a din that whenever you moil behegdish, the hegdish is yotze lechulin, chutz mebehema klisharis belvad. That's a Mishnah Mila daf yotes. If it's a behema that has a kedushas haguf, a carbon, the carbon itself, or it's klisharis that also has a kedushas haguf, so that's never yotze lechulin. Whatever the Mishnah in the Gemara Me'ilan daf yotes, give you that cloud. Whenever you have something of Hegdish that even if you would try to be poyder it, it cannot be Yotze Lechulin. That means whenever something of Hegdish has Kedushas Haguf, either Kedushas Haguf Lamizbech like a Behemah, or Kedushas Haguf like a Klisharis also has Kedushas Haguf. It's not the carbon, but the Klisharis have a Kedushas Haguf. So whatever doesn't lend itself pidyon, so it cannot be yotze l'chulin ayde pidyon. So the Balamor says, who are the nami that it cannot be yotze l'chulin ayde me'ilo. So he says, kol akelam asher hizniach ochos, those with klisharis. So klisharis, which are not yotze l'chulin ayde pidyon, because they have klisha guf, so they're not yotze l'chulin ayde me'ilo. So that was only, so that's only a chumim midirabbanim. The natera the din is eid on the most davar shein shalai, it doesn't belong to him. And din baba pritzim l'chilu cannot apply there because it's klisharis. Masheni came to Mizbech in the period of the Baisheni. That's not a klishari. So therefore it was Yotze L'chul. So the Ramban time is the Mizbech was not a klishari. So the time is Ein L'cha klishari Gadol Mizeh. Isn't that the biggest klishari you have? So the Achreinim will point out that apparently the Baal Amor holds, as appears in Menachis and in Zvachim, in a few places, that there were two Mizbechers. There was a Mizbech HaPnimi, there was a Mizbech HaPitzon. So the Mizbech HaKtores that was inside the Heichal, that was Tolush. That was not attached to the ground. The Mizbech HaZohav, the Mizbech HaTorez had the status of the Klisharis. And the Mizbech HaOlah, the Mizbech HaVonim, that was Bachut, that they brought all the Korbonis on, that was the Mizbech in the Azara, that was Mechuba Lekarka. That's what it says, Mizbech HaDoma Tasali. You don't make the Mizbech from Adoma, you make the Mizbech from HaVonim. It says, L'Sonif means Mechuba. Mizbech HaDoma doesn't mean it's made from Adoma, it means it's Mechuba Ba'Adoma, it's Memulo Ba'Adoma. You fill it up in the inside with Adoma, that it should be Mechuba Lekarka. And the Mishnayos and the Gemaras have several halachas that are based on this premise that the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Mizbeach HaOla, where they brought all the Korbanos every day, that was Mechuba LeKarka had a did a binyan. Masheni came, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that was not Mechuba LeKarka, that had the status of Klisharis. So the Baal Amor apparently holds that the Mizbeach that they had to replace was the outside Mizbeach. The inside Mizbeach, the Taka, they didn't have to replace it. Even if the Goyim, even if the Misyavni would have used it for Avodah Zarah, it wouldn't be Yotze L'chulin because it was a klisharis. But the outside Mizbeach couldn't possibly be declared as a klisharis because it's Mechuba LeKarka. It's Mechuba LeKarka, it's not a kli. By definition, it can't be a klisharis. That's the Achrenim point out that the Baal Amor distinguishes between the Mizbeach HaChitzon and the Mizbeach HaPnim. But this is a fundamental machlokes between the Baal Amor and the Ramban, how to understand the Gemara. The Baal Amor learns pshat, that it's only Pritza Yisrael. Only Pritzi Yisrael, and it's a branch, it's an extension of the din that whenever you moil behegdish, the hegdish is yotze l'chulin, and that doesn't apply to klisharis. Behem of klisharis are never yotze l'chulin. Just like they cannot be yotze l'chulin al day pidyon, but they also cannot be yotze l'chulin al day me'ila. And the Ramban says the whole thing is wrong. What kind of yotze l'chulin is the mezer over here? So he says it's all wrong. Only applies to Pritzi Akum, does not apply to Pritzi Yisrael. That's exactly why in the days of Achaz, the people who were using the kelim for Avodah Zarah were Yidden. So that's why the Gzeres HaKosuv, that's why the Nevuah of Yecheskel, Baba Pritzim Chilu, did not apply at all. But I'll call upon him to see from the Gemara that they had to make over these two kelim. They had to make over the Mizbeach, the Gemara says they had to make over because it was used for Avodah Zarah. The Shaila is, what about the menorah? So according to the Baal Amor, that whenever you have a klisharis, the din of Baba Pritzim Chilu doesn't apply. And you can't say that they had to make over the menorah because it was also used for Avodah Zarah purposes. No, the menorah is a klisharis, so that they wouldn't have to make over. Unless they say that that was a chumra midirabbanan also. It was also a chumra midirabbanan. Like in the days of Achaz, they made a chumra midirabbanan when the klisharis were used for Avodah Zarah. Maybe the menorah is also a chumra midirabbanan.
No.
The menorah was a clue.
Yeah, but they're both movable.
Yeah, the Rambam even talks about moving it.
The Rambam even writes it out to show the people.
The Rambam even talks Allah about taking it into the Azara, lighting it there, moving it in when it's lit. It was not attached to the ground. It didn't have to be attached to the ground.
They didn't have a menorah, so they had to build it.
Either just was destroyed, or perhaps it was used for Avodah Zarah purposes, in which case it may be only a chumim in the Rabbanon, because it was a klisha. Okay. Whatever it was, but that's how the Gemara says it. They had to make over these two. They had to make over the Mizbeach and the menorah.
No,
it's a different thing. You're not allowed to destroy Mizbeach. You have to destroy the Mizbechasem Titotzen and Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah has to be destroyed. An idol has to be destroyed, but Mizbechasem Titotzen, you're not allowed to destroy anything in the Beis Hamikdash. Hashem, it says, Ibarat Meshmam, and Amachma, you have to destroy the names of the Avodah Zarah. Mizbechasem Titotzen, Hashem is also. Mechikas Hashem.
That's not worse than. Than making something chal, taking something that's holy, like in Mizbeach, using it for profane purposes,
It's on Zaina and Mechir Kelev only work if I have the Behemoth Chulin. And I designate it as an Zaina and Mechir Kelev, then it becomes Pasal on Mizbech. It's also Lagavoya. But I can't take a Hegdishtika carbon and give it to a Zaina. It's not Chal on a Hegdishtika thing. Here also, this is the problem. What do you mean? They take something that's Hegdish and they declare it as Avodah Zarah. Who ain't on a Mosad Dabash Ain Shalai? That was the problem that the Gemara raised.
They destroy it, no?
Yeah, no.
What?
That's the pasuk in the Chumash.
Okay,
yeah. You have to burn down the whole city.
The whole city?
Yeah, you burn down the houses. The Gemara says you don't burn down the trees of the Irinidah. The houses you do burn down. The houses as the ikar of the ear. But the trees are mechubar, so the Gemara says after the pasuk, you don't destroy the trees.
Made bummus? In the
Irinidah? Bummus lava it is.
Yes, mechubar.
The bummus are also awesome. You don't have a mechubar. The Tavash of the Chibra does become awesome. Mechubar doesn't become awesome, but what it means if it's naturally mechubar. Here it's man-made. Man-made mechubar does become awesome. Man-made mechubar does become awesome. Yeah.
I don't think it will ever happen.
The Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim. One Tana says, Lahoy v'loyasid liyais, it's only written brush with Kabbat Khan. The other Tana says, not true, he was once there on the site in Eretz Yisrael. Where there was an Irani Dachas. The other Tana says there never was a Bayis HaMenuga, and the other Tana says I was once there. The third Tana says there never was a Ben Terma, the other one says I was there on his Kever. The Gemara has on all three, these three mitzvahs, so one tradition had it there never was and never will be, but they were only written Rosh V'Kabbalska, and the other Tanaim denied. They claim that there was such a thing. Yeah, yeah, but the other one denies it. He says it can't be. He claims that he had a tradition that it never was and never is going to be.
Believe him.
Yeah, no, he does believe him. He says you were there. Someone told you a Baba Meisah. Someone told you a story. He doesn't know that it's the kever of a Ben Saramora. They told him that in previous years there was a Ben Saramora who was killed and was in. So the other one says it can't be. He had a tradition that there never was such a thing. Bais HaMenuga. So Raz Batim, so one Tana says there never was and never will be because the conditions are so complicated, they're just physically, practically, physically impossible that it should ever happen. The other Tana says he was once there on the site where they said that this had been a Bais HaMenuga and they had knocked down the whole thing.
He didn't see it. He heard about it.
Somebody told him.
He hid the treasure there.
Yeah, so there should have been.
Yeah.
So there should have been a Bais HaMenuga in order to find the treasure. It's a Haftocha, right? So this Gemara seems to contradict that Teres Kohanim that Rashi quote. Sounds like the Machlokes HaTanai. There should have been a lot of Taraz Batim in order to find all the hidden treasures, according to that Rashi Allah Teres.
You pointed about a murder in the Beich, there's not a clear choice, and
there were two mizbechos. There were always two. There were always two.
On the Mishkan.
No, it's on the Mishkan also. When it was attached to the ground, there was mechuber. When they moved it, there was moving. So then it didn't have its status at all. But when it was standing still, then it had the din of binyan. It didn't have the din of klui.
Was it such a thing as a mikvah
function? Mikvah, absolutely. Sure, there were mikvah. Yeah.
Functioning. Went to
yeah, there were a lot of people went to Ori Mikvah. Ori Bishagi went, but there were other people lived there also, not just the Ori Bishagi. They had drugstores and they had vegetable stores and everything. They had everything regular, yeah. Regular, right? Yeah. At all kinds of business enterprises. Yeah. The Poskim discuss, I assume Derek Klal, everybody knows over Dina Mavchanik, so I'll just discuss some of the more interesting issues. The Poskim discuss a Shaila about using candles that are trace. They're different kinds of wax. Sometimes the wax is kosher, and sometimes the wax is trace. So they're different kinds. So sometimes, if you have, let's say, chaylev, if you just have chaylev from a kosher animal, so then just because it's trefa chaylev, chaylev is mutabano. It says chaylev erachel trefa yosel l'chol malacha. It says the ferish is mutabano. So that's not a shayla. The shayla is sometimes they make wax with chaylev from a chazir, from shuman chazir, from a behem b'tmeya. So there's a Gemara in Bamei Madlikin that says we have a tradition lehuchshu lemelech shamayim elor behemet tohar belvad. The Gemara says you can use the leather from an nevela animal. That's an animal died a natural death, or they shechted it improperly, that became osa b'achila mitam nevela. So the Gemara says you may use the parchment that's made from an aveila, from a dead animal that never had a kosher shechita, may use that to write Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah, that's a behemoth tahara. But you're not allowed to use from a behemoth tmeya, from a non-kosher animal, you're not allowed to use it. The shaila is not on chelev, the shaila is not on chelev from a kosher animal. What if you have shuman chazir that's mixed into the candles? Are you allowed to use that or not? What's the issue? So part of the issue, there's several issues. Part of the issue involved is the following. That Gemara in Bamim Adlikin that says that you're not allowed to use Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah, the Gemara is speaking about Tashmishei Kedushin. The Gemara never says a word about Tashmishei Mitzvah. All the objects that we use for mitzvahs are divided into two categories, Tashmishei Kedushin and Tashmishei Mitzvah. The difference is the following. If the Sukkis, you don't put the Esrig in the Shemus. When you have an old talus, you don't put the talus in the Shemus. Allah says you wrap it up in a bag and throw it in the garbage. The Gemara says an old talus, an old shofar that's broken, so you throw it in the garbage, you don't put it in Shemus. If you have ritzua, if you have a mental of the Sefer Torah, you have a tefillin box, you have a tefillin zekel, something like that, Sefer Torah, tefillin mezuzah, those are tashmishi kedusha, either gufi kedusha, tashmishi kedusha, those are nignozim. Mashenikin tashmishi mitzvah on his rokim, after this mana mitzvah is over, you throw it out, you have an old sukkah that you don't need anymore, you bought yourself a new sukkah, so you throw it out in the garbage. If you can't get someone else to give it to you, so you throw it out in the garbage. So the shaila is, maybe that halacha of lehuchshu lemelecha shamayim alor beim eterbel vrad, maybe that halacha was only formulated b'negeid to tashmishi kedusha, maybe it doesn't apply to tashmishi mitzvah. So that's a shaila in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Shofar, in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, they quote from the Ran, in the Shulchan Aruch proper, I think the Ramah quotes in the name of the Ran, that you may not use a shofar, a horn, that comes from a non-kosher animal, because lehuchshu lemelecha shamayim, now the shofar is also not a tashmishi kedusha. The shofar is only tashmishi mitzvah. If you have an old shofar that's broken and you can't use it anymore, so you throw it in the garbage. You don't have to put it in the shame. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't belong in the shame. It's only tashmishi mitzvah. It's not tashmishi kedusha. So that's a shaila. The Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Ran that this chumra lehuchshu lemelecha shamayim even applies to tashmishi mitzvah. And the same is the Tosfos in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza. And Yevam is quotes from the Rabbein Tam. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim in Shabbos and in Yevamos about the chalitza shoe. Does the chalitza shoe have to be made from leather, or can it even be made from cloth or from other materials as long as it protects the foot? So it's a machlokes hatanoim and a machlokes Rishonim had a paskin. We paskin, we're makel on that. We know on Yom Kippur we wear sneakers on Tisha B'Av, one in Shiva, Rachman Slan. We'll make it on that anything that's not made from leather is not considered a shoe. That's based on the pasuk in Yecheskel that says when the Rebbe Shlom took Knesset Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he treated us like a parent would treat the baby. You wash the baby off, you diaper the baby, you smear it, and you leck it, and you shmeck it, and you put on powder and oil and everything, you take care of the baby. And then when the baby gets a little older, ben olach tochash, and the Rebbe Shlom put on leather shoes on us. Now ben olach, I put on nalayim, when the baby starts to walk, so you get the baby leather shoes. And tachash is an animal that has a leather skin. So the Rebbe Shalom took care of our needs in the desert, in the Aboyim Shana Bamidbar, like a parent would take care of a baby. And one of the tzarachim was an olach tachash. So the Gemara quotes from that pasuk in Yecheskel to indicate that a na'al al pidin has to be made from leather. If it's not leather, it's no good. So Rabbi Natam Adzan Aknech, there's a little tesis in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Chalitza, that the chalitza shoe has to be from a kosher animal. If you make it from horse leather, most of the shoes that we wear are made from horse leather. So if you make a chalitza shoe from horse leather, horse is not a kosher animal, so the chalitza shoe is no good. It has to be dafka made from kosher. So what do you mean that we're allowed it? You mean that we're allowed to wear these shoes on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av because it's from the behemoth meyer? You mean to learn after that process that olech tachash, and it's only called na'al, if it's made from tachash, and tachash, the Gemara says, was a kosher animal. The Gemara says in Baba Madlikin that the tachash had to be a kosher animal because the skin of the tachash was used for the mishkan. The mishkan was a tashmishi kedusha, that's for sure. So that had to be a kosher animal. So you're going to tell me that the only time leather shoes are called a na'al is if it's from a kosher animal. How can that be? So Dorach HaShulchan writes in Ebenezer, in Hilchos Chalitza, no, the Parsha B'Shat in Rabbeinu Tam is, he's only talking about the Chalitza shoe, because Chalitza is a mitzvah. He's not talking about Yom Kippur and Shiva, the Yisurim, and Tisha B'Av. He's talking for the mitzvah of performing the mitzvah of Chalitza with a leather shoe. If you're going to use a non-kosher animal and take the leather from that shoe, so you won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. So what's over there, the chalitza shoot? That's a tashmisha mitzvah or a tashmisha kedusha? It's a tashmisha mitzvah. What, you're not allowed to throw it in the garbage? It has a kedusha, the chalitza shoot. If you don't need it anymore, you throw it in the garbage, it has no kedusha. It doesn't have any kedusha. Nonetheless, the Rabbi Natam holds, the way the Orach HaShulchan interprets, that the din of Luhuch Shulam Alech HaShamayim applies there too. So this is a deun. There's a tshuva in the Torah's Chesed, the Lablina Rav. The Lablina Rav wrote a tshuva sefer Torah's Chesed, the first chelik is Arachayim, the second chelik is Eben Ezra. So he has in chelik Arachayim, he has a whole Shabbos tshuva drosha on this. He wrote over all of the Shabbos tshuva and the Shabbos HaGadol drosha, so all of his kulkulim. So he gave a Shabbos tshuva drosha on the shofar shel shofar abom and behemoth tmei, whether it's good or not. So he quotes the Rabbi Natan with the Ran. And then he presents a whole argument that one could dingzach and hold not so. There's room to argue and hold that other Rishonim would perhaps, he tries to prove that other Rishonim probably disagree with the Rana Rabbeinu Tam, and they hold that that din of or Behema Torah only applies to Tashmisha Kedusha, it wouldn't apply to Tashmisha Mitzvah. So the question is, Afilim Tim Tsunami, even if one should assume like that, that or Behema Torah is only needed by Tashmisha Kedusha, not Tashmisha Mitzvah, so what status does the Shemin Shalnei Chanukah have? The Pashtus Ner Chanukah, the Gemara has an expression with Kedusha Yeshbo. The Gemara has a Mamad Likan Alosh. What is a Kedusha in the Ner Chanukah? It's a Tashmisha Mitzvah, it's not a Tashmisha Kedusha. But nonetheless, there are Makairis in the Gemara. We discussed in previous years, there are Makairis that seem to indicate that maybe we passing that it does have Kedusha. First of all, the Nusach that we say, Haneris Halal Kedushaim. Kedushaim, so we treat it as if it is Tashmisha Kedusha, as if it's like the Neris in the Beis HaMikdash, which were Mamish Kodesh, which had a Kedusha's carbon. The menorah was a klisharis, and the shaman was like a carbon of his carbon. And that's what the Keren Oira points out. We must have discussed in earlier years. Keren Oira points out the Shilkis quotes the brisa that we don't have anymore. The leftover oil after Chanukah, what do you do with it? So the pashtus is, what do you do with the leftover? What do you do with the leftover sukkah that you don't need? What do you do with the leftover lulav and essence? You throw it in the garbage. So the leftover oil left the Chanukah, throw it in the garbage. What's the problem? So it says no. Also, lo madura b'fnei atzmo v'sarfo, you have to make a separate fire, a bonfire, and to burn it. What? It's like tigel nisa tami. It's like nisa, a carbon that's left over. So you see that we treat it as if, even though in the Gemara we don't really have that brisa, but the brisa is quoted by the Shulchan. Places quote the Shulchan to quote such a brisa, that we treat the leftover shemen and the Ner Chanukah as if it were shemen like kodesh, as if it's a tashmisha kedusha, not a tashmisha mitzvah. So there's nothing to say that even if one would be prepared to be mekel, to say that you can use from a behemoth tmeyah for a shofar against the rab, or you can use from a behemoth tmeyah for the chalitza shu against the rabbeinu tam, because the din of behemoth Torah only applies to tashmisha kedusha, doesn't apply to tashmisha mitzvah. There's room to argue and say that the shemen of the Ner Chanukah is treated as tashmisha kedusha, not as tashmisha mitzvah. So the chora, one should say that it's not. You shouldn't be allowed to use. You shouldn't be allowed to use the shuman chazir if it's the trefa part of a kosher animal. Let's say the chaylev of a kosher animal. So that's a kosher animal. That's like nevela. So that the Gemara says that would not pose a problem. But if not that they made candles from the chaylev of a kosher animal, they made candles from the shuman of a chazir, from a behemoth meyah. So her, that should pose a problem. So some achrenim have other tzadim lahakal on this. It's a different mahalach.
What? What about oil? Does it have to have a hechsher? Or if you use oil, does it have to? Or you are any hechsher?
That's how trade could it possibly be?
Yeah.
If it's tevel, then let's say if it grew in Eretz Yisrael, tevel is not gemaisit. Then for sure it's awesome. You're not permitted to use tevel hanor shel kilu, even though tevel is muta banor. But hanor shel kilu is us, and even if you say that mitzvah is lovely, honest nitzno, that you're not getting hanor, but lemaisa, first of all, it could be that kilu is us, not hanor shel kilu. Kilu is us to destroy the tevel without being mafresh at truma. Is us even in that case? If it may be trade because it's tevel, then you're allowed to. But
Italy,
then you're not allowed.
From Italy, or Italian oil.
So what could it be that it, if you're afraid that it has from a behemoth tmei in it? So that's this deal that the post can discuss. There are many who are machmer on that. But if the whole chashash is that it's going to have chela from a behemoth kshera, so that's not a problem. like Nevela is accepted. No, other Achrayim discuss the Beis Yitzchak. Other Achrayim discuss if it's tray for Achrayim, if you're allowed to use it. Kitsa doesn't talk. Kitsa talks in a church. Yeah. But this is also discussion. If it's straight, it's also discussion. Then there's a further discussion in Achrayim, very fascinating discussion. There were times that the Goyim used to make candles, wax candles from chela from animals, and they wanted it to look white, pretty, so they mix in milk. So when you would light the candle, you're cooking basa b'chalav. So not only is basa b'chalav basar, not only is basa b'chalav. So if I'll eat the chalav that was cooked with milk, so there's a whole discussion. Think about what they say, eini sechala liser legabi achila. But since there's no isad bishul on chalav, but there is an isad bishul on basa b'chalav, so that's isad chalav heter. That's not an isha b'eini sechala liser. So the Gemara says hamavashal chalav b'chalav is like it. If you cook chalav b'chalav, it's basa b'chalav, it's an isad. The shayla over here is there a din of ein bishul aha bishul? You know, in Hilchas Shabbos there's a din like that, that once the food was cooked already, even if you cook it again on Shabbos, there won't be an issa deraisa. Let's say I take out the chicken or flesh or kugel from the refrigerator and I put it on top of the fire on Shabbos. So that's only an issa derabbanan. If the food was already cooked from before Shabbos, I put it on the fire, that's an issa of hachazora. Why isn't there issa deraisa? Because when I tell you the din is ein bishul aha bishul. So Achrayim have a whole discussion. Should I assume that this halach of ein bishul aha bishul is only a din of Malachas Shabbos? Because Malachas Shabbos has to be Malachas Machshavos. You have to accomplish something. It has to be a major accomplishment. So accomplishment by bishul means that it was inedible before, now made it edible. But in Kol HaTorah Kulo, there is no such requirement of Malachas Machshavos that should be such a major accomplishment. So perhaps in the din of bishul basa b'chalav, there's no such halach of ein bishul aha bishul. So here maybe it'll constitute an issa deraisa. When you tzin don yechanukalich, you'll be in violation of Bishol Basa B'cholav. That's a deal in Achrayim. Some Achrayim say Rabbi Kivega in the beginning of Simen Pei Zayin, Yeredeya, quotes from the Hagua Shari Dura. One of the earlier Achrayim has footnotes on the Shari Dura. They want to say that maybe by Basa B'cholav, sometimes there would be Bishol Acha Bishol, sometimes not, like this. If I cook the flesh separately and I cook the milk separately, but it's not yet Basa B'cholav. And now I cook them together, so I'm creating basa b'cholav. So then I'll say that the Easter of bishul basa b'cholav means you're not allowed to create basa b'cholav. So even though the flesh was already cooked before, and in Hilchas Shabbos is ein bishul aha bishul, and let's say the milk was cooked before, maybe also ein bishul aha bishul, but by cooking it together, I make it in the basa b'cholav, then it will be. But if the basa b'cholav already was cooked before, and it's in the refrigerator, now I just take it out and I cook it again a second time. So then the Hagor Shari Dura implies that you're not creating basa b'cholav by this cooking. It already was basa b'cholav yesterday. So then you'll say, sort of, it's not really in bishul aha bishul, but it means, by definition, there's no prohibition of bishul basa b'cholav because you're not creating the basa b'cholav. But it's not so pashut. Not all Achrayim agree. Some Achrayim hold that there would still be an Issa bishul basa b'cholav even though it already is basa b'cholav from yesterday. Every time you cook it again, that's what it says in the Ramah. The Ramon, Simon Peizayin writes, if a Nochri is cooking his flesh on the fire, and let's say he's cooking flesh, it's in the milchik pot, cooking milchik in a fleshik pot, and he asks you to help him and stir it or something, or make the fire, turn on the fire on the bottom, so the Ramon writes that there's a problem of Bishul Basa B'cholav. So Rabbi Kivega points out, even though the thing was already cooked, he's just reheating it now. You're not creating the Basa B'cholav, everybody is Basa B'cholav. Just to be Misayei and the Bishul sounds from the Ramah that that's also an Isur of Bishul Basa B'cholav. So that's what Poskim point out. You don't need a Hechshir on your Chanukah candles. You're not eating the Chanukah candles. But first of all, you should be careful that it shouldn't be Basa B'cholav. If it's Basa B'cholav, you can be, when you light it, you can be in violation of Bishul Basa B'cholav. Secondly, it shouldn't be from a Behemoth Tmeya. If it comes from a Behemoth Tmeya, then it could be that it's a problem of the Hukshul Malach HaShamayim, or Lord Behemoth Terrible Vat.
You don't need it. So,
you don't. That's only in Hilchos Shabbos. That's only that has to do with the definition of bishul by Shabbos by lach, by liquid, by mashkim is right. When you make it yatzaleh. That's a difference. No. But bas v'cholov, I don't think it will make a difference. You don't need it. The poskim suggests that the fact that you're destroying it.
No. You picture this, you say, no, not the destruction. The opening of
you mean you are getting anor that it's causing light, but you mean the only time it's a dish is someone's going to eat it. You plan someone's going to eat it, either me or a goy, or behemoth. But if no one's going to eat it, you want to say maybe by definition there's no Easter dish.
But creating mechanically something is not the question of anor.
You have anor for the mitzvah.
He wants to say anusvar. He wants to say that maybe by definition, bisra, basa, b'chol. Is only forbidden if it's going to lead up to someone eating it, either behemoth or a goy or eat, someone's going to eat it. But if you're cooking it in such a way that it's getting consumed, it's getting destroyed, then maybe by definition.
Why should there be a problem with
mitzvah? You come a kiva mitzvah, you have
that's a different shaila, but whether it's a violation of Hanabi, he's saying, is it a violation of the bishul? So he kind of, maybe this is
it's
a
situation. He doesn't stipulate that anybody should eat it or not.
But that's how the Chachamim darshan from the pasuk that it's also b'achila b'ano, because the pashtus is that the bishul is leading to achila b'ano. So that's a tain. It's a tain. Most of the Achranim, I think, do not. The Achranim that I saw do not consider that a tain.
But
it is a speaker.
If that's the case, why should it be a problem by neighbors?
That's what he's arguing. Right. That's what he wants to argue against this, against it. But there's a whole literature, you should know, there's a whole literature on the Shaila. About the. Should it be a mitzvah babaver? Mustama would not be a mitzvah babaver. I have to go through the sugya. The Gemara has so many loopholes as to when the Gemara with the Rishonim have so many conditions. The Pashta says it would not be a mitzvah babaver.
How would you get rid of it anyway?
That's the Shaila, is that cool getting
it? You're not using another can.
You have to go out and buy it. Because the chela was mutav bishul, so this hanor should be chal. So the Rambam holds not so. That's the famous Rambam in the Kud and the Floor, and the Pirush HaMishnah is increased this. The Rambam says that the isa hanor of basa b'cholav has to be based on an isra achila. First, you have to judge whether an isra achila was chal, and if for some reason or another the isra achila cannot be chal because they isra chal alisa, then isa hanor is not going to be chal either. The Rambam talks about chola b'chela. So he says that the isa hanor should not be chal either. The Gemara Masechah Shabbos speaks about a situation where a person is so poor that he can only afford to buy one candle. So the Gemara Zashayla, and it's Erev Shabbos in the afternoon. Should he use his money to buy one candle for Shabbos, or should he buy the one candle for Ner Chanukah? So Rava says on Chav Gimel and Beis, around 10 lines from the top. Amar Rava Pshitali Dizdin, I know Ner Beis of Ner Chanukah. If it's a toss up between Ner Chanukah and Ner Beis Odif, he should use his one candle for Hadlokas Ner Shabbos Mishum Shalom Beis. That he understands. So the Gemara is cases when he only has enough money for one candle. What should he use that candle for? Or the Gemara should have said Tarei V'Shein Tarei Tarei Kodem. That's a good Takasha. So some Rishonim say that Tarei V'Shein Tarei Tarei Kodem means if you're doing both mitzvahs and you want to decide what order to do it in. What's first? What's second? Tarei Kodem, the Tarei comes first. But here we're talking about who's going to bump whom off. So the Kladim of Tarei Shein and Tarei don't apply. Yeah. Or another Svara, Chof Gimel Omid Beis, about 10 lines from the top, you have two dots. And 10 lines from the top. The line begins, Amar Rava. Amar Rava, Pshitali, this he knows, Ner Beis Ov. Ner Chanukah, if it's a toss up, so Ner Beis Ov. That's all it says in the Gemara. So the Ramban on this Gemara, the Ran, in the back of the Rif, The Ran quotes from the Chiddush Ramban a whole long paragraph. So the Ramban says like this: and what if he has enough money? Baruch Hashem, we have enough money to buy. There is Shabbos and there is Chanukah. Which do you do first? So what cloud will you apply? Erev Shabbos, what do you do? So he says, Tod v'sheinah Tod Tod Kaidim. Or Shalom Beiso. So he says you should sin on Shabbos Licht first. First light near Shabbos, and then light near Chanukah. And then he says, he disagrees, and he disagrees with the Baal Halachas Gedolos who came up with that Ein Fall. The Rabban quotes the Baal Halachas Gedolos, and then he disagrees and he thinks that he's wrong. And then after this long quotation from the Ramban, then the Ran takes over and he says he thinks the Ramban is wrong and he thinks the Baal Halachas Gedolos is right. So the Baal Halachas Gedolos says like that. There is a Gemara in Erevin and Daf Mem, where the Gemara says that really you can say Shech Yonu on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos Vashon Yom Kippur. You can say Shech Yonu anytime, even Bashuk, even while you're walking in the street. It doesn't really require that it should be recited over the course of Kiddush. But once you're saying Kiddush anyway, so you may as well save the Shech Yonu to recite it ala kos at the end of the Kiddush. You say Shech Yonu Pesach Shavuos Sukkos and Rosh Hashanah by Yom Kippur. There is no kosh al Kiddush. You don't drink on Yom Kippur. You have no brayer, so you say Shech Yonu and Shul. Everybody says Shech Yonu with the chazan. Sholoy alayayin. So the Gemara says, why don't you have a brayer? An erev Yom Kippur, before you mekabel at Dushas Hayoyim, say Barpi Agofen Shech Yonu and have a sip of wine. So the Gemara says, no. Suda Mavsekis, by the Suda Mavsekis. Towards the end, the Suda Mavsekis. So the Gemara says, no. What are you saying Shech Yonu about? Shech Yonu, you only say on Yom Kippur. Can't say Shech Yonu on Erev Yom Kippur. Once you say Shech Yonu. No, you don't say Shech Yonu on the Achila Suda Mavsekis. The Gemara says Shech Yonu is on the Yom. But the Gemara says, once you're going to say Shech Yonu, so you were just mekabel Tosefes Yom Kippur. So then you can't drink the wine. So Vaita Tegisne. So that's not a solution. So the Gemara says, Balei's Breire, Shech Yonu on Yom Kippur is recited Shalom Alayayin. So the Baal Halachas Gedolos says, just like Shech Yonu, the brach of Shech Yonu on Erev Yom Kippur is it Kabbalah Tosefes Yom Kippur. And once he said that Shech Yonu, then Yom Kippur sets in, you're not allowed to eat anymore. So the same on Erev Shabbos. What do you mean? You're going to be Madlik first near Shabbos? Then you're going to Madlik near Chanukah. The minute you say the brach, Ladik near Shabbos, you're Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos. So once you're Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos, you're not allowed to do the Malacha to light near Chanukah. That's what the Baal Halachas Gedolos says. So the Ramban says, Roshtel Tetsu, there's no Tzushtel. He says, Shech Yonu doesn't pass Arayin on Erev Yom Kippur. You say Shech Yonu on the Suda Mavsekis? No. Say Shech Yonu on Yom Kippur, like Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, on the Yontif, on the Kedushas Hayom of the Yontif. So the minute you say Shech Yonu, by implication, you're a Makabel Kedushas Hayom. But he says, Hadlokas Ne'erev Shabbos is a mitzvah that you do on Erev Shabbos. You don't do it by definition. It's not done on Shabbos. Shech Yonu by definition is done only on Yom Kippur. He says, Hadlokas on Erev by definition is only done on Erev Shabbos. So just because he said the Brach Ladlik Ne'erev Shal Shabbos, so you're demonstrating that it's Erev Shabbos. Had the Rabbi, if it would have been Shabbos, he wouldn't have said Lahadlik Ne'erev Shal Shabbos. Huh? That's what the Ramban Tainas and the Bahag. Where did he get such an idea? Based on that Gemara and Erev and Daf Mem, he don't see anything he Tainas. Shech Yonu is always recited on the Yontif. We follow the Bahag. We follow the Bahag. Yeah. We follow the Bahag. But this is the source of the whole practice that the minute the women cover their eyes after they do that lock and they say the bracha later. The whole thing is based on this Bahag, because normally you should say bracha evel asiyosan. So they should really recite the bracha before they do the hadlaka. But the Bahag had this statement, when you recite, that's how the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Bahag. When you recite the bracha lahadlik ner shal Shabbos, that constitutes already a kabbalah tosefes Shabbos, so they can't light the candles afterwards. That's what Rabbi Kivega Tainis, the Bahag never said that. The Bahag only said when you complete the hadlaka saneris, then it's a kabbalah tosefes Shabbos. That's how the Ran is miyashiv the Bahag. The Ran says, all the Bahag meant to say was, you see from the Tanoim, he quotes many sources. The Ran is on Daf Yud, Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, and the Dafim in the Rif. So Amud Aleph, he quotes, the Ramban says, that just like Ner Shabbos v'Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos Odif means if you only can afford one. So the Ner Shabbos comes first, in the sense you do that and you don't do Ner Chanukah. So if you can afford both, so the Ner Shabbos should precede the Ner Chanukah in order. And the Ramban says that this is against Avol Reisi, the Baal Halacha's Gedera, Zal Shomer. The Bahag says not so, and the Ramban says he doesn't understand one word that the Bahag is talking about. And then, on the bottom of the page, the Ran writes, Eilu Dvarav Zal. This is the end of the quotation of the Ramban. And then he says, Vein and Nir Li, and the Ran thinks that you can support the Baal Halacha's Gedera. And he quotes several Gemaras in Masechah Shabbos from Bama Madlikim and from Perikiro, that it would appear clearly that Bizman HaTanoim V'Amaroim, the final Malacha that they would do on Erev Shabbos, would always be Hadlokas HaNeris. So the Hadlokas HaNeris was always the implicit Kabbalah's Tosefta Shabbos. After they finished doing Hadlokas HaNeris, that's already Kivega Tainis against the practice that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, that the women don't say the Bracha Eivor Lasi Yosem, because they're going to say the Bracha Ladig Ner Shel Shabbos. They say the word Shabbos, oh, Betashen Kabbalah's Tosefta Shabbos, and they can't do the Hadlokas. So the Kivega says, that's not what it says over here. If you look through the whole Bahag with the Ran, they just said the last Malacha that the people would do before Shabbos always would be Hadlokas HaNeris. At the end of the whole procedure, Hadlokas HaNeris, a woman has 15 Einiklach, a Nur Einiklach, whatever, so she lights a whole table full of candles. So at the end of lighting everything, that's the final thing before, and then she's Mekabel Shabbos after. But it's not the word Lahadlik Nershal Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Kivega Tainis. He doesn't understand the whole minig, why they say the bracha lachar asiyas and not before. What's the difference? With even if you say before, that's not the Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos. The Ramban is right. Ramban is right. Hadlokas HaNeris is done on Erev Shabbos, not done on Shabbos. The completion of the hadloka, that's the final thing that you do before Kabbalah Shabbos.
So the completion of the Chanukah is Shabbos. So once you get the completion of the Chanukah,
then you can't light Chanukah. That's what the Bahag holds. Right. That's how the Ran explains the Bahag. He says the Ramban is right, that the hadloka itself is not al tidin. Hadloka doesn't make Shabbos. The Tainis Hadlokah doesn't make Shabbos. The Bracha doesn't make Shabbos. He says the practice always was, and Umdina, he says the practice always was, that the final Malacha you would do before Shabbos would be the Hadlokah HaNeris. In fact, he says that the Bahag, see, usually in Shulchan Aruch it's assumed like this. The Baal Halachas Gedolos holds that when the Isha is Madlekes as HaShabbos, she cannot even make a Tanai. She cannot stipulate, I want a bench list and I want to reserve the right to do Malacha. But so lechatchila we're machmer like the Bahag that you shouldn't be madlik ala tonight unless it's a shas hadchak, then we're nekel. If it's a real big shas hadchak, then we allow the woman to be madlik bebroche and to have in mind that she's not mekabel tosefta shabbos. That's the way it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Ran does not understand the Bahag like that. The Ran understands the Bahag never said it. He says the Bahag himself is only saying an umdina. He's not saying a din. He says the Ramban, Le'olam, the Ramban is right, Avada, the Ramban is right. Hadlokas HaNeris is done on Erev Shabbos, not like Shechyonu on Erev Yom Kippur. Shechyonu doesn't fit in Erev Yom Kippur. Shechyonu means that it's Yom Kippur. So that's al pidin Shechyonu. You can't say Shechyonu unless you mekabel Yom Kippur.
The Ramban even likes him, and then he
could warm up
in the world. So
she is, because
she's on the
Kabbalah
Shabbos.
Right. Ramban says nothing, no problem. Ramban says she wants to get the Hadlokas HaNeris off of the head. She wants to finish it. So other Rabbi, the Ramban says, be Madlokas HaNeris. And when you'll be ready to, you'll be Mekabbalah Shabbos, no problem. And this is in disagreement. The Ramban holds that it's, he disagrees with the halachas gedolos.
When will she have Shabbos in this month?
Whenever this month.
Couple, last minute.
Whenever she wants to be Mekabbalah Shabbos. Yeah, whenever she wants.
But not myself.
So we say only when it's a big shas atchak, a makom mitzvah, something very serious, then we're mekel.
Well, that's
okay.
Then
makes it tonight. Right? She can't say shachyano. If she says shachyano, then it's yom kippur. She should just be madlik neris and make it tonight. Okay, she wants to go to shul. But if it's not a big shas atchak, not such a case like that, then we wouldn't allow it. That's what it says in Shulchan. We wouldn't allow. Why? Because it's a compromise. Because the Bahag holds, that's the way in Shulchan Aruch is. The Bahag holds that it's al pidin. Once you're madlik as haneris and you finish that locket, there's the Shabbos bal korchoi. And the Ramban denies the whole thing. So we're machmor like the Bahag, and it was a big shas hadchak. Then we revert to the Iker Adin that the Ramban is really right. You look in the Ran, he claims the Bahag never said it. He says all the Bahag meant to say was that the last thing that was done before Shabbos, the last thing was Hadlokas HaNeris. That's Muvan Me'elov, that once whoever is lighting candles, once she lights all the candles, she's Mekabel Tosefta Shabbos at the completion of the Hadlokas HaNeris. But he understands that he, even according to the Bahag, shall make it tonight beferish, nisht is nisht. In fact, the Ran has very fascinating over here. I'll soon explain in a minute. The Ran has like this. There is a Gemara in Bema Madlikin Taka Nadaf. The Gemara says that the wife of Rav Yosef, Divisu de Rav Yosef. This is about 15 lines from the bottom of that daf on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Right before it says Shmos Yud Gimel, Lo Yomish Amud HaAnon, so two lines before that. The Gemara says the wife of Rav Yosef, Divisu de Rav Yosef, Havas Ma'achara Umadlekes Lo. She used to light candles very late. This is a shaila. What's going on? This is talking about every Erev Shabbos. The wife would send on Shabbos licht or goes on Chanukah. These are machlekes harishayim. So Rashi learns on the Gemara, if I'm not mistaken. Rashi learns it goes on Shabbos. Yeah, Rashi says it goes on Shabbos. Nesh al Shabbos amachoshech. So why is the wife lighting? Because the women used to light. The Mishnah says. The women always used to light. Whatever they give a reason. Magen Avraham quotes from the Shalua, Atam al Pikabal, the Gemara has. Why the women, the meaning is that the women are madlikas on theirs. Other Rishonim understood the Gemara, the Rambam understood the Gemara, no. The Rambam and the Bahag, the whole day it goes on Chanukah. It's not talking about Shabbos. It goes on Chanukah, so what's the wife lighting the menorah for? So the Magen Avraham says, because Rav Yosef was a Sagi Nohar. Rav Yosef was blind, so he had to have his wife with Sinan on Chanukah. If women wouldn't be mechuyev and halakas neres chanukah, so she wouldn't be able to light and be mitzi the husband. But the Gemara says that women are mechuyev, so mele, the wife can be madlik to be mitzi the husband. But the reason the Magen Avraham says, the reason, if you learn like the Rambam and the Bahag that the Gemara is talking about chanukah, so the reason why the wife was lighting, because Rav Yosef was a sagi nos, so he couldn't light on his own. That's a shayla. Pashka says he doesn't. What, why? No, just some are too difficult. Yeah, you can lie. Pashto says that Asuma. It says Asuma doesn't say Bari Miari Hawesham, it says Shabbos because you can't be Nen Aliyarane. Right, but the Pashto's Mechanic is Asuma should be Mechiv on this Pashto. But his wife had a light one. So the Ran, this Ran on Yud Amud Beis, a very important Ran, this Ran learns the Gemara like Rashi. This an Erev Shabbos, not talking about Chanukah. Even though the whole sugi before it talks about Chanukah, but this is not. This is talking about Shabbos. So the vice of Rav Yosef, Havas Ma'achara Umadlekes Lo. She used to bend Shabbos licht very late. So he used to tell her it's not right. Omala Rav Yosef told his wife it's not right. He should bench licht a little earlier. So the Ran says, when did she bench Shabbos? Beinash, Moshes. But his wife was Michal Shabbos. Ashikse. Benching Shabbos licht Beinash, Moshes.
She didn't come in and taste the Shabbos.
She didn't do Taisa Shabbos. She didn't do Taisa Shabbos. Vector, how can it be? Dr. Ran, fascinating, Dr. Ran, no. She was Mekabel Tasef Shabbos Lamazov and some Hashem say 30 minutes before. She was Mekabel Tasef Shabbos for all other 38 Malachas 30 minutes before. But Halakas Neir Shabbos, she held that should be closer to Shabbos. Because she wanted to demonstrate that it's L'Shem Shabbos, so all the other 38 Malachas she stopped doing 15 minutes ago. And the Halakas Neir she did right before the Shkiyah. I was his Tosef Shabbos. So he says, no, the Tosef Shabbos is to enhance the Shabbos. But this Halakas Neir is to enhance Shabbos, so to do Hadlokas Haneris, you want to serve Shabbos, that's Mutter. Fascinating Einfall, the Ran holds that you're going to have to serve Shabbos Lachatzoin, for some Malachas and other Malachas not. He once discussed it, that the Taz quotes the Levush like that, that you're going to have to serve Shabbos for some Malachas, not for others. And Rav Soloveitchik thought that it was a Pella, how can you have such a thing? So here the Ran holds like that. Then the Ran says, Vaitin the Gemara, he says, and even when Rav Yosef got it to back out, still not. So he says that Rav Yosef gave his wife Musa, he said, no, you have to light earlier. So then the Gemara says, Sovrali Agduma. So her husband gave her Musa, so she said, okay, she's got to bench Shlicht, Sovrali Agduma, very early. Then he said, no, the Bryce, Omalaha, who Sovas? An old man told her, no, Tanina, there's another Bryce that says, Ravachala Yagdim, you shouldn't bench Shlicht too early. What do you mean, Sovrali Agduma? What? She wanted to bench Shlicht 1 o'clock in the afternoon. What does that mean? So the Ran says, no. Sovrali Agduma, she always used to bench Shlicht for Shabbos the last minute before the Shkiyah. And she thought that that's not a violation of the din of Tosefes Shabbos, because the Hadlakas Neris is Lashem Shabbos, that's Ba'ad Shabbos, so that's that enhances Shabbos, so that's not a violation. So Rabbi Yosef told her not proper. So Sover Lagduma, half an hour before, just like she stops doing all the 38 Malachas, 39 is going to be off. So that Sover told her, no, you're right. 38 Malachas, half an hour before. Hadlakas Neris, 10 minutes before she did. Not 30 minutes before. The Ran learned that the Maskana was still like her Hava Mina. Her Hava Mina is still right, even the Maskana. Sover Lagduma means she thought that she'll be Mekabel to set the Shabbos. For all purpose, for everything, including Hadlokas Haneris, at the same Zman, she thought that she was all washed up. So Amalah HaHusava and all the Talmud Chacham told her, no, you have a mina Gerech. You should be Madlik Neris in the middle of the Zman and Tosef Shabbos. And Einfa, the Ran understands both the Hava Mina and the Maskana that obliged like that, that you can have Tosef Shabbos
Lahatsoy. Is it possible that she did this because the light would last longer on Shabbos itself?
Right. It is possible, but that's not what he says. The Ran doesn't say that.
I mean, the reason
for it, the reason could be other Rishonim say like that. He gives a different explanation. He says that since the Hadlakas Haneris is to enhance Shabbos, for the purpose of Shabbos, it's already not a violation. He doesn't say because it's going to burn another 15 minutes. He just says. What do you mean? The Efshel Tzamtzum means the Efshel Tzamtzum is measurements.
You can't be redacted because this Malacha, so many minutes before Shabbos.
So you hold Mitzvah Svar should be all at the same time. That's a Rav Soloveitchik held it. Doesn't make sense.
The
but the Rav, not Yevshel Tzamtzum. Yevshel Tzamtzum means that expression means a different thing. It means if I measure this Gemara, it's so wide and so long, it's clearly not going to be precise. And even though I'm going to have a precision instrument, there's a more precise instrument. That's a Machlekes HaTanan. Do you say, if you measured it and that's the shear, does the Halacha recognize that as the shear, whatever is to the best of your ability? To say, no. Yevshel Tzamtzum, we know that it's not precise. It's a different machloek. You're just saying it doesn't make sense to have to set a Shabbos Lachotzon. That's a Rav Soloveitchik held. But you see, the Ran holds both in the Hava Mina and in the Maskana, not so. Not so.
Well, the also, she wants to do the mitzvah Shabbos just the last minute.
No, she felt that this is not a violation of Tosef Shabbos. This is for the sake of Shabbos.
You were Kabbal Shabbos, the Malachim
Shabbos. That's the Rav Soloveitchik speaking. That's the Rav Soloveitchik speaking.
That's where his title was on the Malachim Shabbos itself. That you can divide it up from
to smoke a cigarette during this manifest of Shabbos, he wouldn't allow. Even though it's the same Malach of Havar, right. This Havar, that's it. He says, no, the Ran says, not the Mekabel, I didn't say it right. Not the Mekabel, 38 Malachas, and you leave out the Malach of Havar. I said it imprecisely. He says, you Mekabel all 39 Malachas, but not for Malachas that are for the sake of Shabbos. The smoke a cigarette would be Osir during this manifest of Shabbos. But the light l'shem neris l'shem Shabbos, he says, would be muta and is muta. He also Allah l'mayis it is muta. Even if he amaskon it is muta. I don't think we. I didn't think we passed it like that, Ron. So that's what the Ron has a long arichas where he claims that he proves. That they used to prepare the cholent and the fish and everything before Hadlaka, and Hadlakas Haneris was always the last Malacha that they did right before Shabbos. That's his whole thesis here, long arichas. The Ramban held not so. The Ramban claims to have a raya in the Gemara that they used to fry the fish after the Hadlakas Haneris. So he proves the Bahag is wrong. They fried the fish for Shabbos after the bench.
Before Shabbos.
Shabbos. And the Ran reinterprets the Gemara that it's not so. That's on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, going over Tom and Base in the run. The Shaila is Allah Almighty said, we follow the Bahag. We usually follow the Bahag. That if a woman benches Lech, we assume that that's Kabbalah Shammah. So the Morgan Avram has the Shaila and Almana. For herself, yeah.
Why can't I write the King of Pantheon?
The original Bahag, the way it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, not the way the Ran reinterpreted, the original Bahag was that it's a Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos Baal Tzorah for all of Bnei Abayis. That's the original. So that we don't pass on. But we're still on Erev Shabbos, we're machma like that. Follow the original Bahag.
Somebody complained to Rav Moshe one time. He used to take a test.
Drive in the car,
after,
yeah.
After his wife ventures, so he stopped.
The guy said he stopped, yeah. So the Magen Avraham, has a shaila. Let's say a woman benches Shabbos list. If she's married or she has children, so one of the children will sin on the Chanukah list. What's the problem? Even if her it's Shabbos, let them. What if there's no more Bnei Bayis? There's no one else in the home, and she forgot to bench Chanukah list, and she lit Shabbos list, and she didn't make it tonight. And usually, right after that, Lokas Neris, we assume that that's the Kabbalah of Shabbos. So what does she do? But Lokas Neris Chanukah. So what does she do? She called an Agoy. Called an agoy. So the Gemara says, even if a cherish to the cotton lights it, you're not yotze. So agoy is a chakal v'chomer. If you call an agoy, it's no good. So the Magen Avraham says, no problem. Called an a yid. Called an a yid who was not mekabel Shabbos yet. It's not one of the bnei bayis. So what? If it's one of the bnei bayis, it's go good. But if you call an another Jew, the next door neighbor, and you ask him to tzind on the chanukah list, so that's not a problem. So the prima godim.
Oh.
Yeah, you're allowed to.
He's not the Shabbos.
The prima godim asked that kasha. The prima godim asked the kasha. If it's one of the bnei bayis,
there's no problem.
They're all mechuyev and halachas neiros. So she doesn't have to ask them to bench chanukah. One of them, the husband, the children, someone's going to bench chanukah. But if she's an almona, whatever, a single girl, she's all by herself. She already benched Shabbos lift, so she doesn't call Shabbos. So she has to call in the next door neighbor and ask him, could you please do me a favor and light my menorah? So isn't that a problem of shlichah? She's asking the neighbor to be a shliach, and we have a klal in the Gemara and Gittin and other places that milsad bi'ihu la'matzi yovid, shaliach la'matzi mashva. Anything that I myself cannot do, I cannot appoint a shliach to do.
You do it all the time.
Yeah. You can call an ayid.
Yeah. Right,
who goes to the second minion.
I mean, there's no amira, there's no ether. Usually there's an ether amir liyakum. Oh, so that's a gemara in the end of Shabbos that says if one was makabel to serve Shabbos early, the other was not, I can ask you to do a malacha for me, but here I'm asking you to be a shliach for me. I'm asking you to be mitzi me. So that's what the prima godim asks. Isn't there a rule in hilchas shlichus? He should light candles for himself. But he has to light the base. He has to light his base on. She has to light in her bias. Each one has a different bias. He wouldn't be yotze if he lights in her home. He has to light specifically for her. So the Prima Godim asked this kasha. So the pashtus is that it's not a kasha at all. Prima Godim gives a very strange answer. The pashtus, a few machabim write, Yistei Chemer, Rabzi Pesach Frank, and others write, the Pashto says that it's not a kasha at all. What does that mean? Milsa b'yula matzav shlech l'matzi mashvi. It's l'moshel. Pesach in an erev and ask the question. If the Baal wants to, we're learning Gittin. On principle, we're learning Gittin on Tuesday. Today is a yetzim and a klam. So let's say the din is because of a lost sefer increases. One day in Pesach is that the husband has the right to get. Either husband asks the sefer to write, so one day in Pesach he appoints the sefer as a shliach. So Pesach strikes that kasha. And what if the husband is missing arms, Rachmana l'tzlan? And he can't even write if he tries to. So how can he appoint Hilsad the Iyula Matsuyov Shalikh Lamats Mashma? The Pesach says, yeah, what kind of a Iyula Matsuyov means if Al-Pidin, he doesn't have the bailus to do it. If he doesn't have the bailus, but if the person Al-Pidin has that, just has, technically speaking, he can't do it because of an Isra, because he's missing an arm, that's not called the Iyula Matsuyov. So the Pashtun says over here also, Ziyat Gahata Be'er, not to be Makabal Kasef Shabbos really. There's Makabal Shabbos, so there's an Isra Malacha, so she's not allowed to. So that makes it that it's Iyula Matzah Yavi. The Pashto says that it's not called, first of all, that's one answer, that it's not called Nosa the Iyula Matzah Yavi. She has the bailus to do, it's just it's an Issa Malacha. Secondly, who says that it's based on Shlichas? Let's say that Baltekeya goes Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon to the hospital to blow shofar for all of the sick patients. All the Chayla Miskeinim. So I appoint him, or the Baltekeya in Shul blow shofar for all of the people in Shul. So that's based on Shlichus, Shlichus Shalom Kedmoyse. So one of the Achrenim writes like that, we discussed it a few times. The Avnei Nezer says, the Pashto says, not based on Shlichus. He does the Maisa Mitzvah Mabiel, it's not based on Shlichus, not based on the principle of Shlichus Shalom Kedmoyse. Arevis is the explanation why, even though the Batekeh was already how can he do it again? He's no longer Mechibah Dov, so Rashi and Hashem say, Arevis, yeah. But let's say he wasn't Yetzeh yet, so still, how does he make to me? That's based on Shlichus. The Pashto says not based on shlichus. It's halacha that one person can do with me. It's not an inyan of shlichus. The whole concept of shlichus doesn't apply. The whole, the kasha of the prima godim is legamri bilti muvon, and the teretz that he gives also psapella. The prima godim says, since the shemen belongs to the isha, it doesn't belong to the next door neighbor, so that's why it's mutter. What's the difference? The shemen belongs to the neighbor or not? Very peladiki into the game. The pashto the achranim say is that they don't see what the kasha is, that she's 13 years from midrash. The shabbos is that that's only nicha. She bends shabbos lich. And it's during this man of Tosefes Shabbat, then she's allowed to call in the next door neighbor. If one of the neighbors,
yeah,
so there's mamish, no problem. But even if it's not one of the neighbors, and she has to call in the yid, the next door neighbor, so the Morgan Avram says, no problem, and the Prima Gonim raises the problem, we don't exactly understand what was bothering the Prima Gonim. What if it's Taka Ben Ashmashis already? What is Taka Ben Ashmashis? So you cannot call in a yid. It's a Nisim Malacha. But some Achrenim say, so call in a guy. I call it a god, but Mokum Torah Godel, called Avishim Mishim Shuas, like Gazrael Ben Ashmash. I'm literally Akum is only the Rabbanon, so Ben Ashmash is if you have a Torah Godel, you can call it a god. So that original din state in Shulchan Aruch by Hadlokas Neir Shabbos. By Hadlokas Neir Shabbos, it says, if it's going to be dark in the house, if the chandelier is lit, she just didn't bench licht.
Yeah,
that's not such a Torah Godel that don't ask the goy. The lights are on, beautiful, cool. Yeah. The lights are on. But if it's dark in the house and she forgot the bench lift, so then it's a Torah Godel. So then the Mechaber Paskins, there are Rishonim will hold not so, but the Mechaber Paskins, that's why it's on Genuman, like the Shulchan Aruch, that Amir Uliakim would be Mutta Ben Ashmashas because it's a Torah Godel. Fine, that's by Ner Shabbos. We understand. Okay. What are you going to say? Ner Chanukah, you're going to call on some Achronim might ask a guy, and I'll send on the Ner Chanukah, and just a pilpul that I can say the bracha on that. What do you mean? No, I want to be out to the mitzvah. But the Pashto says, how can I be out to the mitzvah? If the Gemara says, Acherish out to the Chotna lights it, you're not out to it. If the Nachri lights it, you certainly. The Gemara says, Hadlaka is the mitzvah. The Hadlaka has to be done by a Bar Chiyuvah. If you have a Nachri lighting the candles of that, it's no good. There's a pella. What good is it if you're going to call it a Nachri to light? The Pashto says, certainly not going to help.
But it could be the neighbors.
Yeah, that's like hanging up a sign that says Happy Chanukah. It's a different pesum in Nisa. That's not the fulfillment of the mitzvah, though.
There's
lighting a Chanukah candle in Times Square. That's a different inyan. It's an inyan pesum in Nisa. Whoever, there's so many assimilated Jews. Okay, but that's not really the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neris Chanukah.
Now the other issue, the Nochi could not light the candles because the moment the candles are not lit, they're laying on the table, they lend them Kedushas. But once you light them, I know there are a lot of Kodesh hands, and he turns the dead candles into Kedushas. This is probably the reason he's going to use the Nochi for.
Okay, it's a good hezba, but you don't even need it. The Gemara says you can't even use a child before bar mitzvah. That's a good hezba. But you don't even need such a. You dropped an atom bomb. You don't even need an atom bomb. Acher shetu kod is also no good. It's even worse.
Isn't it right that you can't use it because it's cheaper? Because the only time you attempt to use a pair of hezba is different.
No, because not Bar Chiyuve. He's not a Bar Chiyuve. Even on Shlichus, let's say the Cheresh at the Cotton cannot be the Bal Tekeah to be Maitzini. Mishael Mechibet Dover, and not Yasachem Dechavos. On Shlichus, you don't even have to introduce the idea of Shlichus. Tesis points out on the top of Chav Gimel on the base that on Shabbos, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, you take out three Sifrei Torah. This week. And in Shulchan Aruch, when they quote this, so they quote from the Tosis, but they add on. It says, first you're laying the Parshas HaShavua, Parshas Niketz, and then you're laying the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, and the last Kriya is Chanukah, so that the Haftarah will be in connection with the last Kriya, right. So the Mechaber adds on to the Tosis that he gives six Aliyahs in Niketz. It doesn't mean that he stop at Shvi.
No,
you give six aliyahs, the last aliyah you go to the end.
Yeah.
In some shuls they did like that. They stopped at Shvi. They took out the second set of Torah. So no, you give six aliyahs and you go to the end of the whole Parshas Miketz. And then you take out the second set of Torah, you lay in the Rosh Chodesh. And then the third set of Torah. So the Mechabarites give six aliyahs. What does that mean? If you want to, if you don't want to make yourself, you give six aliyahs. But if the shul wants to make yourself, so they can make 15 aliyahs. And Parshas Miketz, and then laying one aliyah. That's how the Mishnah Berurah says, give one aliyah Rosh Chodesh, and one aliyah. Need at least six, a minimum of six. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, no, That's how Shlomo Lazone writes in the Binyan Shlomo. He says, no, that the Mechaber writes six means that Bedafki, you're not allowed to make her sofas this Shabbos. Because why? Because from the second Sefer Torah, you're going to learn the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. So if it's not going to be Maftir, if it's a different Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so you can give 20 aliyahs in the Parshas HaShavua, and then the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh is going to be called Maftir. So that has the Chal Hashem, if it has my Maftir, it's a special deal. But this week, it's not going to be Maftir. Maftir is going to be Chanukah. And it's, I'm going to be a Haisofer. Not a Haisofer. If you had all the other Haisofer, you're going to make another Haisofer. But even if you made seven Aliyahs in the Parshas HaShavua, the way you would normally make seven Aliyahs, but then the Kriya and the second Sefer Torah is not going to be from the Zayin Kruim. It's going to be a Haisofer. So that's what they, that's what the Rav said, and that's what Rav Shlomo Roman said. The Mechaber wrote six means Bedafke, that the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh has to be either water the Zayin Kruim this week, or it has to be a Mafta. But if it's neither here nor there, then it's not proper. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to take out a Sefer Torah.
Well, still, no, it's not. It has nothing to do with Sefer Torah. It has to be either one of the Zayin Kruim, or it has to be Mafta. But if it's neither that nor that, that was the Pshat in the Mechabak Peta, that you wouldn't be Yoit. Achron al Pidin is not a special hashish. Achron al Pidin is nothing special. Let me just close with another comment. Interesting on the Gemara Chav Dalin and Aleph. The Gemara raised the question: did the Chachamim introduce any obligation to recite Al Hanisim and Birchas Hamazon? The Gemara comes to the conclusion: no, that it's only Rishus in the davening. You have to say Al Hanisim. That was the Chacham who was Mesakin Chanukah as a Yom Tov Behalol BeHaydoy. Haydoy means you have to say Al Hanisim in davening. And in davening you say Moedim. Moedim means we thank you on this, on that, on the other thing. And then you say the Al Hanisim. In fact, it's interesting, you look in the Rambam has in the Nusach HaTfilah, in the end of the whole first section of the Rambam, he has in the Nusach HaTfilah, he says that you say Al Hanisim a little earlier than the way we have. You say, thank you very much. דוד לכל הסף תל עושך על חיין המסור מהדך ועל נשמסן הפקול הסלוף על ניסך ועל נבוא סך שבכל איס ערב הבוקר בצוח הרואים ויאל הניסים ועל הפוך you don't see how טוב כלכל הרחמך והמרחם כלסמך הסלך מיון כבין אלו that is the end of the paragraph so the Rambam has it that you add it on in the middle you add it in the middle because you're adding on it's a comma we thank you for A, B, C, D and for this also that's a hisof on that the Rambam has then after you finish then you say right this city Taka has Liyal on that's on the Mishnah Brewer and the Rosh Hashulchan says you say with the vote and you say at the end after the whole completion of Al Hanisim. So in the Shmona Esrei the Chachamim that was the Takana Sanshe Knes HaGdolo that was the original Takana that you say the Al Hanisim as a Chelek of Haidoya so you say Moedin you don't say what you would say Yalav Yova nobody had a half a minute to say Al Hanisim by Yalav Yova it's a Chelek of Haidoya in Birchus Hamoz and the Gemara has the Shaila Chavdal and Rav Gemara comes to the conclusion that they were not Mechayv so it's only Rishus optional. And today we have the minig that we do say, so today we're mechayiv mitam minig to say Al Hanisim in benching, but not medina, it's only mitam minig. So the Gemara says, and when do you fulfill this minig, and when do you say Al Hanisim in benching? So we say, and Raidanachal also. But the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim, Rabbi Sova Leatkuri Bibayna Yerushalayim, Rabbi planned to say Al Hanisim in benching, where you would say, Yalavayav, he's going to say Al Hanisim there. And then they told him, no, what are you doing? It's just like davening. I'm a little rapshashas, kit tefillah. Just like in davening, you say moedin. That's on beshin, same middle of night, it's the same thing. So it's interesting. And what was Robert? What in the world was Robert Havamina that he was going to say in the Birchas Hamazon? Apparently he held that there never was a takanas chachamim to recite. That's what the Gemara says. There never was a takanas chachamim to recite Al Hanisim in benching as a chelik of Haidoya. It was only in the Shmona Esrei for whatever reason. The Rishonim gave different reasons why they never made the Takana by benching. It's only optional b'teras what? Not b'teras Haidoya, but rather b'teras me'ein amoira. Baruch Hashem yom yom to mention me'ein amoira. So whenever you mention me'ein amoira, that's always in the middle of Bani Rishalayim. The same place where you say we'd say in Yalav Yavar for Shabbos and Yom Tov and Chalamoy and Rosh Chodesh, that's where you should mention Al Hanisim. So then they told him, no, when you want to do an optional Haskara of Al Hanisim and benching, it's Kitfila just like the Shmona Esrei. Not the Torah's Me'ein Amoira. It's not a Yom Tov there, right? It's only the Rabbanan. There is no Me'ein Amoira. So you say in Neid Lecha. Just like in Tfila, right? Just like in Tfila, you don't put it by the Me'ein Amoira. say the same thing? Is there anybody here from Brooklyn?